Blog Talk Radio.
Second Journeyman here in Second Journeyman Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. How's it going? How's everybody out there? And like I said, this is Second Journeyman Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's 9:01 p.m. and it's March 11th, 2011. Which is kind of cool in itself. It's two 11s. So it's 11:11. So therefore, I would focus on exactly what I want. What are you manifesting on this moment? Make sure you're making it crystal clear exactly what you do want. If you're looking for an $1,800 income this week, keep focusing on it because you'll have it before Sunday. 11s are very powerful numbers, so therefore keep it going. Tonight we're doing free angel card readings, also past life readings. If you want to get a tarot card reading, go ahead and you can still call us on that one too as well. We'll be glad to answer those calls for you. Alrighty. Any question that you got going on, just let us know. We'll answer any questions you got out there. No problem at all. Like I said, you know, tonight, and also with the situation going on, right after this show, my midnight show starts too as well. Psychic Journeyman's free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. So join us for that too as well. We'll be doing readings as well and talking about certain topics and certain subjects and that kind of stuff. If you want to call in here and get a reading now, the number is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. We're here for 3 hours, guys, so get in there and get your calls in. We're doing angel card readings and past life readings. So if you want to know anything about your past lives, what a perfect opportunity to do that. So give us a call in here and let's see what's up. Let's take a chance and get an answer. Just don't be scared. Just don't hesitate. Because the ideal of getting the answer is just one step away from actually having a really big change in your life. So how long you gonna put that off, huh? That was weird. So my co-host tonight's gonna be here at 10. Nicole Bowman's gonna be here. And actually I was gonna check that out too as well. Went over some things today with the Abundance Book. I think it's a good thing for us to go over the Abundance Book, and especially the one section here where we're talking about denouncing. Like, we're looking at the situation and realizing that money is great to have. Money is it's something that we do need to exchange for other things here on the planet right this moment. So what you got to do is you got to have a really good attitude when it comes to money. You can't sit here and call money evil and then really get mad at yourself because you don't have any money. You see, if you sit there and look at the situation and say, I hate money, or money's bad, then you're going to have a hard time attracting it because like attracts like. So if you don't like it, you're not going to have any of it. So it's the idea of looking at it in a different perspective and looking, like here, on this app, this statement here. It just says basically this day, we'll just say March 11th, 2011, Friday, I cease believing invisible money as my supply and support. And I view the world of effect as it truly is, simply an outpicturing of my former beliefs. I believed, I believed in the power of money. Therefore, I surrendered my God-given power and authority to an objectified belief. I believed in the possibility of lack, thus causing a separation in consciousness from the source of my supply. I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith gave man and conditions power over me. I believed in the mortal illusion created by the collective consciousness of error thoughts, and in doing so, I limited the unlimited. No more. This day, I renounce my so-called humanhood and claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. This day, I acknowledge God and only God as my substance, my supply, and my support. When it was talking about here, I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions. That's the ideal, thinking you have to go to work to get money. That you have to, that's the only avenue, and that's the only way, and that's the only belief. It's the idea of opening one's mind to the to the possibilities. The possibilities are endless. When it says I believe in the immortal illusion, the ideal of thinking that people always grieve and cry and go through certain phases when people pass over. But they use the word pass over, which means it's a transition. They're going from here to there. So death itself, if it was actually described in detail, would just be the idea of moving on. Not dying, as in no more, the idea of going into the infinite. It's talking about the consciousness of error thought. It's the idea of the masses. What does the masses think right now? The masses has a tendency to let the economy dictate how they do anything. How they buy houses, how they spend money, how they make money, how they rip people off. You see what's happening here? You're giving power to something that you can't see. But you guys don't want to sit there and believe in God, do you? That's kind of people, the ones I've talked to who say they don't believe in God, but they have all this faith in the economy. When it's good, they're happy. When it's bad, they're not. They're influenced by something that doesn't exist, as in the sense of God doesn't exist. But we all know He does, because we can feel it. And if you look at the situation of the economy, they're doing the exact same thing, but it's more in the mortal illusion, the consciousness. Error thoughts, what they believe. You're feeding into someone else's beliefs instead of believing in yourself and realizing there are no limitations. That's what it says at the end here, where it talks about I limited the unlimited by focusing on letting them control my life, letting money control my life, and not realizing that I have control of everything and anything. So it's the idea of putting money back where it belongs in the exchange to get something. It's a whole lot easier than carrying gold bars in your pocket. Or else we could just renounce the whole friggin' thing and start giving of service. I mean, the world is based on service. So why not base it on that principle? Yes, I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions. And through this faith gave man and conditions power over me. That means when you look at the illusion of what's going on in your life, when things are bad, that's an illusion because you've lost your train of thought. So when you start focusing on the positive, that's what's going to happen. Your life's going to change and things are going to be a whole lot more positive. But you keep focusing and you keep talking to your friends, you keep talking to your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your friends, your neighbors, your friends, your family. And you just keep gossiping, and not realizing in the process of gossiping, all you're doing is reaffirming what has happened, so therefore it's going to continue to happen. Not until you take that one step to take that energy and start focusing on the future, which means In order to change your future, you need to focus on what's going on right now. So look past the illusion of what's going on right now. Because once you make that decision that this is not what you want, then it is an illusion. Now we're trying to get past that illusion to get where we want to be. So we're doing readings tonight, guys, for 3 hours. Nothing but free angel card readings and past life readings for 3 hours. Alrighty, guys. So give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. Let's go over some things here, too. Right now I have this thing called Donate to the Goings of Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and the Support My Show Fund. Help me get home. Help me to keep my show going. And for every donation of $12 or more, you will receive a 5-card angel reading. And also this week as well, if you donate $99 to the show, you will get 6 60 to 90 minute sessions. That's 6, guys. And I usually recommend that you get 3 for relationship counseling or life coaching and those kind of things, and pay for them in advance. And right now they're going for, if you buy 3 in advance, they're $175. But right now, during this week, if you donate $99 to the show, you get those 6 60 to 90 minute readings. And you can take 3 of them, use them for a session. They're sessions for your counseling. If you have a child who needs some help, you need some help how to deal with your child's gift, you can use a couple of those sessions for that too as well. Or you can space it out and get a reading every month or every 2 weeks, whatever you want to do with it. It gives you more freedom when you buy those blocks of time. And plus all the money that is donated to the show, it helps us to keep going with this show, and also it gets me home where I can actually be more grounded and focused, so where I feel like I can really, really, really put a lot more into the show and a lot more into the sessions and stuff and working with people. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. And I like keeping this show going because it really gives people a chance, you know, on a lot of things that's going on. Really, I'm serious. Keeps everything going. Everything's great. Everything's happening. And you have a place to come get your answers. I have a place to work freely, too, as well. And like I said, you get the answers. It's a win-win situation since I get to take care of the situation of the flow of money. And I think we all should focus on that flow as well. Get it coming in, get it going out. Keep it constantly going, just like a river. Picture yourself. Every time you donate some money, you can just see waves and waves of money coming to you. That every time you donate money, it's like you become a money magnet. By putting it out there, you get back 10 times as much. It's crazy to sit and think about it. For every $5 you give, $10 comes back. For every $10 you give, $100 comes back, and so on and so on. So it's one of those situations that can really work for you and work in your advantage. So I hope you want to take advantage of that whole thing. And actually, the 60-90-minute sessions are actually 7-card readings. And it's actually 2 readings in one session. It's actually an angel card reading, a tarot card reading, and a mini relationship counseling session all in one for 60 to 90 minutes. So you get a lot in that session. So check it out. And send me a message to my website, www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or through Skype. My username is Donald in small letters, donald.read8. Again, that website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or through Skype. The username is donald.read8. That last name is also spelled with 2 E's. So let's get in there. Let's get all things done. Get that flow going. For every person, for every time you donate any money to the show, if you come on the show and give your time of letting us do what we're doing with you on the air, that touches about 5 or 10 people, if not more. Same thing with the money. It touches 5 or 10 people. So you're helping out just not me and you. It's a chain reaction of filtering out to many, many, many people. So take that in mind, and whatever you donate, it's all appreciated. And we thank everyone who's donated to the show. We basically appreciate everybody who's actually supported the show too as well. So thank you, and thank you. And if you want to get a reading today, the number here is 646-721-9031. And actually, I'm going to have a phone line open up here pretty soon. Taking care of situations, take care of this, take care of that. So we're all good. We're all happening. So if you have any topics or anything you want to bring to the show or any subjects or something like that, or maybe you want to sit there and talk to and tell us about some of your abundance stories, about how things turned around for you and the flow of money started pouring back in your life again after changing your mind and changing your thinking, let us know. Call in here. If you are a person who's donated to the show and you just can't seem to find the time, but you're here, listening, and you say, well, shoot, I'll go and get it now, feel free to call up here and say, hey, I donated some money to the show. Now, could you please give me my 5-card angel reading? And I'll say, no problem. So give us a call here. It takes about 40 days to actually change a person's thinking from a negative to a positive thought. And what you do is you start off with this statement I just read to you. This day, March 11th, 2011, Friday, I cease believing invisible money as my supply and my support. And I view the world of effect as it truly is. What it means by that is simply an outpicturing of my former beliefs, which means what's happening right now in your life as you're living is what you used to think, which is manifested, and now you're living it. Now you want to change that. So we want you to sit here and go, okay, I don't want this anymore, so therefore it doesn't exist anymore. But it's just, your eyes will sit here and tell you different. And what they want you to do is look past that and realize that this is just an outpicturing of my former beliefs. I believed in the power of money, therefore I surrendered my God-given power and authority to an objectified belief, which means I surrendered my God-given power, which means my power to manifest anything I want, to attract anything to me. The authority to an objectified belief, which means you give all your energy and your power to the money, or to your employer, or to your job. Or some people have a tendency to give all the energy to their car. I can't get back and forth to work unless I have a car. My challenge was to go out there and prove yourself wrong. Find a solution. I guarantee you, if you look for a solution, because you're just making excuses, and you're giving power to those excuses too, to keep you from where you really want, what you really want, where you want to be at. Because I actually did that when I was in Tennessee. I actually sit there and said, you know something? The neighbor says he can't keep his job unless he has a car. So I actually hitchhiked into town, got a job where he used to work at, and kept that job for about 4 months with no car, living 20 minutes out of town. That was crazy. And I think he got a little irritated with the whole thing, too. And even though he had no problem asking me every time I hitchhiked into town to get them groceries and stuff. So he had some faith in it a little bit. So it was something there talking to him. And I think it was one of those things that just gave him a little bit more of a push to get him past the situation, so he can actually realize he can do it himself. All right? And then I believed in the possibility of lack. When you believe in lack, you attract more lack, thus causing a separation in consciousness from the source of my supply. So what you do when you start thinking about all the things you don't have, you're taking your focus off the source of where it all comes from in the first place. So basically, I guess we could use a different word in some ways of saying that causing a separation of consciousness from the source. So when I say cut it off, we're just saying that causing a separation of consciousness from the source of my supply means deepen, and your subconscious mind is telling you that you can't do it. So it's cutting you off from the supply, which is your natural birthright. I believe in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith, gave man and conditions power over me. that means when you go, when you sit there and keep yourself in a job, and you don't sit there and you know things are going wrong in your job, and you don't say nothing to your boss, or you don't say nothing to your supervisor, you're giving them the power to say, well, if I don't speak my mind, and if I don't speak up for myself, I'll lose my job. So see, that you're focusing on lack of limitations. When you could look at the situation and say, okay, I need to speak my mind, or else I need to get the hell out of here. Because if an accident or something happens because of the lack of any kind of input, then the only person you can blame is you for being in that situation and being affected by that accident. So it's the ideal of speaking your mind and putting things right before those things happen. I believe in the mortal illusion created by the collective consciousness, which is actually the collection of society saying, this is the way it is. Like people sitting there going, well, society says we should live together, and we have a 60% divorce rate. Do you really want to listen to society? Do you really want to listen to the world? Or would you rather back up and listen to your guidance and your angels and what you feel like you really need to do? Maybe we can take that 60% and change it into 10%. That's another thing, too. People keep saying, well, you know, this is just the way it is. And that's another excuse not to do something. You know, the government is the way it is, and no one wants to do anything about it. It's just another excuse to keep us from being where we could be at. You know? We could be flying around right now in cars that fly. You know, they got the little wheels like in Back to the Future. If we didn't let money stand in the way of it. Just focus. I mean, it'd be great to have a society where we focused on accomplishments, inventions, and that kind of stuff. And never really thought about how much money we're going to put into the whole thing. It's just the idea of realizing how much it would advance mankind into the future. And start focusing on those things. Because actually, if we sit there and got everybody working on the manifestation thing, and everybody was very successful at manifesting things, then you'd all start understanding. The idea of having your own business has nothing to do with having the money. It's the idea of making the right decision and opening your mind up, detaching yourself from the situation to let it unfold, and then embrace the manifestation when it happens because you're living your life the way you want to. Because it even says here, in doing so, I limited the unlimited. So everything's unlimited. There's no limitations except for the ones you're willing to impose upon yourself. So once you sit here and say, no more, let go, open your mind to any kind of possibilities. And I mean, the idea, I mean, wouldn't it be great if you could actually just stay at home, or I guess you would say stay at home, spend time with your family, go do what you want to do, hang out at the park, do whatever you want to do, and that you were so good at manifesting things, You basically manifested and attracted everything to you to take care of all your wants, needs, and desires. So therefore, you didn't need to go and get a job. I mean, everybody says that. I need to have a job to pay my rent and electric and this other stuff. What if you could actually manifest that money without even stepping out that door? And the only reason you step out the door is to go to the park, go have some fun, go do what you do, you know, just live your life. Doesn't it sound kind of great? Is it a fantasy? No, it's not a fantasy at all. There are people out there right now who are living that kind of life. So it's just the idea of what you want to do. You want to keep listening to society and say, this is how you do it. You got to have the money. You got to have insurance. You got to have all this stuff before you can do anything, which scares the hell out of people. Before you can start your own business, you got to have workman's comp. You got to do that. Just the list goes on and on and on. So once you wipe the slate clean, okay, just wipe a slate clean and start thinking about the possibilities of how you could attract that money to you. It could come through the mail. It could come through the computer. It could come through friends. It could come through clients. I mean, how can you serve? And then, see, here we sit there and talk about the unlimited. I limited the unlimited. This day I renounce my so-called humanhood, realize that you are more than this human body, and claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. So it's the idea of claiming what was already yours in the first place. Adam had dominion over the plants, the animals, and the earth when he's in the garden. And if you actually read the Bible, you'll start realizing that one in that section, he never took it away from them. Okay? So therefore, if you don't read anything about that whole thing, I got a funny feeling that we still do have it. It's just that the ideal of getting far removed source, we forgot our abilities to do just that, attract everything we need, want, and desire. So we have 2 hours and 34 minutes now. It's actually 9:26 p.m. here at Eastern, and it's 3:11, March 11th, 2011 here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. So if you want to get a reading, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you want to take advantage of donating money to the show, do so. If you want to donate $12 and get a 5-card angel reading, that would be great. Be fantastic. Be very well appreciated. And all you have to do is go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And it's a done deal. If you want to take advantage of the special that's going on this week and pay and donate $99 to, actually donate money to the Colorado Fund and help the show fund, you will get 60 to 90 minute sessions. And like again, if you want to take advantage of that one, just contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And if you have Skype, you can also contact me through Skype, and my username is donald.reed8, and those are all in small letters. And it's a done deal. So hey, take advantage of that whole situation. It'd be great. Love to hear from all of you guys. Love to work with every one of you guys. And if you also want to get to check out my private readings too as well, go to my website and contact me through Skype, and we'll get on that whole thing. And I tell everybody, and my clients do it all the time, they go to the website, they see how much the prices are at the time, and then they'll come back to me and make me offers. Today I got an offer. The person didn't have $99 to pay, but they had 50, and they was asking if I could get, instead of getting 6 sessions for $99, if she could get 3. So I put an incentive on it to myself, and you know, she came to me and came right out and told me exactly what she wanted. I gave her an extra session to go with that, so it was 4 for $50. So if you have if you are in a situation where you're not quite hitting the $99, or looking at my record prices for my private readings and that kind of stuff, and you're pretty close to it, give me a call. I can work with anybody's budget, and if you're like $10 short or whatever it is on the situation, just give me a call through Skype, or send me a message to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, and we'll take care of the whole thing. If you want to advertise through my show, I'd be glad to advertise your product or whatever it is on this show. Just find how much it would cost to advertise on a show like this. Tonight's a 3-hour show, and then during the week there are 2-hour shows, and I also have some shows on at midnight. And midnight is a really good market for people to advertise through, because there's a lot of people up there. There's a lot more people up than you think. That's why they have those info commercials on so late at night, because there's actually people watching those things, and people in there are becoming rich every freaking day. A lot of all the orders and that kind of come in. Got the home shopping networks on 24 hours, so therefore they're all taking advantage of those situations. So if you have a product that you want to advertise on the show, find out how much it is, what costs on the show, and I'll cut it by half. If you're a person who wants to sponsor the show, contact me through my website and we'll talk about it. Sit down, talk about it, have some coffee, that kind of thing. I'm sure we can come up to a nice arrangement. No problem. If there's anybody out there who's a manager who would think that, I guess we put it out there in the situation, the idea of having a manager, I don't have one. But if anybody out there thinks they can do a really good job, and I guess you would say I'm taking I wouldn't take applications, but you know, submit your service. And, you know, I'm always looking for a good manager. I had one for a brief time, and it really seemed to help out where I could focus on those things. So when you do that whole thing, just hop on, okay? And we'll take care of the whole situation. Anything that you guys could think about, a manager, advertising, sponsorship, pop in there, okay? So, I guess we'll get back to the situation. If you guys want to get a reading, the number is 646-721-9031. Okay. All right. Yes, guys. It'd be great to hear from each one, every one of you. And actually, when you get done reading the statements, you say, "To this day, I acknowledge God and only God as my substance, my supply, and my support." It's just the idea of acknowledging the source, where everything comes from, everything was created, that kind of stuff. Being grateful for every little thing that you have, and then they have effort. Then they have these the following meditation periods where you basically look after writing your statement. You can actually start a journal on this thing. That's what I've done. After reading the daily statement, you either up on arising or before going to bed in the evening, meditate on it for at least 15 minutes. There are 10 statements. The first one is, God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. So it's pointing it back to source, too. You're connected to source. You have source within yourself. So, what you do is you repeat that. Okay? What you need to do is you need to go over it. Word by word, until those words are so fixed in your mind that what these are for is to counteract the negative ones that you have. So you just kind of go, God is what? God is lavish. He's unfailing, and he's abundant. So you put those together. God is lavish, unfailing abundance. The rich, omnipresent substance in the universe. The presence of the universe. So go over each one of those words. And when you go over that, do it. They say focus on this thing at least 15 minutes. I always say go over it, you know, for 15 minutes. Okay? And then kind of like, how would you put that? You could focus on it for 15 minutes. And what I would recommend doing is reading it to yourself about 3 times and then say it out loud about 3 times. And then go over it until it's all you believe. And there's like 10 statements. What you do is that you'll be going over each one of these statements every day. And you go back to the first one on the 11th day, and you go through them again until you've done this for 40 days. So you'll actually be saying each one of these statements 4 times in a month. Actually, 4 times in 40 days. So you sit down, mark on your calendar when you started this whole thing, and then mark down 40 days from that time. And then sit there. Think about that. Okay? Say it to yourself 3 times. Out loud 3 times. Go reach one of the words. As you go over this, ask yourself, how do you feel? How do you feel? As you go through the statement again, ask yourself, how do you feel in that time too? Okay, we'll pause for a second and ask yourself how you feel in that first statement. And the best time to do these things is in the morning or at night, before you go to bed, when it's quiet and you're not interrupted by anything. Well, that's right. Alrighty. I want you to all go over that statement again. God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. The reality part of this whole thing is you are the source. You tap into the source. You are a part of a God. It's like, are you and God separate? No, you're one and the same. So how that means you're powerful, doesn't it? That's what I'm saying. When you read the statement, read it to yourself. Go over it until you can feel the vibration going up. Because if you say it enough, you will feel the vibration going up. Because the words themselves are very inspiring. God is lavish, unfailing abundance, over and over and over again. And that's one of those situations, too. I know people have a tendency to say universe and source, whatever word you're comfortable with. But I'm just saying it with the idea of going over it. Until it resonates in your body, and the vibration, the frequency is going up, and you're just going nuts, going wow. Just keep doing this, and that's what I'm saying. You keep repeating the statement till you can feel that vibration going up, and that's all you want to do. You want to keep doing it, because that energy feels good. You're starting to feel good. You're starting to feel very, very positive. So therefore, as you get these things, it's very good to do after you've done this, to sit down. And focus on what you want. Because at that moment, your vibration's up and you can really feel it. You can put emotions into it. You can put thought. And you can put details. And the whole thing where it's just going over and over and over again. Now, you can take like some people have done, where what they do is they'll go through the 10 statements each day. It's one of those things you don't want to overload yourself. But if you feel comfortable doing that, then you can do that. Just go over and over and over. They kind of go over things in your head. That's really one of the things that's really good too. You should get this book too. It's called the Abundance Book by John Randolph Price. And the thing we're actually going over right now is called the 40-Day Prosperity Plan. All right. It also talks about money. What does money mean? To establish a standard value and system, metal coins were related. See, coins were made. But when we first, money is simply a part of the physical living process. And in the past, it came into forms as a variety of stones, beads, feathers, fish hooks, animal skins, and shells. The word clams. 50 clams. You see what I'm saying? So they all make sense now when you look at the situation. And then to establish a standard value in the system, metal coins were later made. Each one stamped with a design to guarantee its value. These were first made around 600 BC in the country now called Turkey. And paper money got its start in China during the 1300s. Today we give paper money and coins to people for things they sell or the works they do. Do you think it's simple? Simple, isn't it? It is simple. Where it gets complicated is that many people don't have sufficient paper or coins to exchange for the goods and services they need and want. And you ask yourself, why not? Because their consciousness isn't attracting, or it's literally repelling, the energy of money. That's the people who talk about money's evil, and they won't act like they don't have any. When you look at the situation, the energy of money. And that's very curious, because the energy of all forms, including money, is already an inherent part of each individual's force field, an essential part of his or her light body. To help you understand this, redefine money. Okay? Define it like this. Money is my own natural money is my own natural energy field. Okay? Analyze each word. We're gonna go over the words fully. Okay? What does it mean? It relates to you yourself as a possessor of something. What about own? Okay? Because money is like money. But it's just a materialistic thing. And own, what does it mean? It means belonging to oneself. And natural, it means God-given, genuine, normal, and essential essence, energy. The word was first coined by the mystics in the back in the day of the mystery schools in Alexandria. Then it became, the word describing cosmic forces, the power, and the force of omnipotence, that which we are individualized. So it's like taking all these energies and putting them in where they're supposed to be at. We're energy force, our energy field, the money's energy field, the trees, or whatever it is in your life. We all have our own energy field. And the idea of attracting those, whatever they are, is the idea of being on the same frequency. Each one of us is a very energy of the universe personified. And yield, it defines as harvest, return, payment. In other words, to bring something forth as a result of cultivation or as a return from an investment. So with the above understanding, which we just went over, let's now describe money in its way. Money is my very essence, which, when properly expressed, returns to me as an all-sufficiency of legal tender to be used in exchange for goods and services. So you see, when you start realizing it's an energy field to itself, if your energy is putting out there that you don't like it, then the money is just going to go to people who did it. So now we see that in its original form, energy, money has already been distributed equally among all souls on the planet. And an equal opportunity exists right now for every single individual to enjoy a full measure of visible abundance. You are your own money. Money is you. So what are you going to do? Meditate on it for a while. Meditation is one of those things. I guess we all kind of feel that way too, that to even start doing this the 40 day prosperity plan. It's a must to learn how to meditate. Even after initial 40 days continue, which just means it's almost like a continuous thing through your life. Meditation, focusing, keeping it up, letting down, keeping the resistance down, and that kind of stuff. Because we're going over the statements. If you want to go over, and so we said there are 10 statements. You got the first one, which basically says, God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me. The reality of me. I lifted my mind and heart to be aware, to understand, and to know that divine presence, I am, is the source and substance of all my good. The I am of the I am. Does that ring a bell to anybody? I am of the I am. You, every time you say I am, you're saying God. So let's think about that one for a minute, huh? What do you say? It can drive you crazy after a while. I understand the idea of focusing, getting certain things going on, and getting them to come in your direction. But once the flow goes again, we all know how what happens there, too. It's like a chain reaction. One way after another, good things happen. Just like the bad stuff happened, we just decided to take a different course in a different direction. So now it's all working for us. So, speaking of working for us, I want to work for you guys. So I want you all call in. Let's get a reading. We are doing readings today. So the number here is 646-721-9031. So give us a call. I am looking forward to doing readings, which is something I love to do. So therefore, once you call in, get a reading, I get to do what I love, and you get the answers that you've been looking for. It's a perfect situation. And like I've been telling everybody else, the donations to the show, for every donation of $12 or more, you will get a 5-card angel reading. And that's a 30-minute reading. It's actually a 5-card foundation pyramid spread. And there's a 7-card spread, there's a 5, there's even a 6 I've done from time to time, depending on the person. I don't know what it is with that, but I've had my guidance do that a couple of times too, where we've actually done the 6-card spread too. But it's usually a 7, 5, and a 3. And when I say pyramid, it's like starting out with the cards. I'm putting down, like say for 5 cards, I'll put down 5 cards, and then I'll put 4 cards on top of that. And then 3, 2, and 1. Then you get your pyramid, you get your final card, and it's really good because the final card is the final card. It's the outcome. But also, we take the outcome card, and we can also get on each side of the pyramid and give you insights on your materialistic side and on your spiritual side. So, therefore, we can always keep that foundation strong. That's why we call them foundation, 5-card foundation readings, because it's really a way of establishing a good foundation, maintaining a foundation. If you don't have a good one, how to get one, and how to keep going forward, and how to be spontaneous about following through with your guidance, and how to listen. Each one of the cards are great, too, because it's like 3 cards are touching each other all the time, too. So it's like a story within a story within a story. So it's a very powerful reading, even the 5-card one. The 7-card one's even, you know, it's a different variation, because it's like when people have certain time, you know, they have time for a full reading, then I would suggest you get the 7-card one. If you don't, then we have the 5 and the 3. Then we have the 6 in the middle. So, check it out. So, do our little thing. So, like I said today, we're doing past life readings. If you would like to have a tarot card reading, you can call and ask and make a request, and also angel card readings. If you have a dream that you'd like for us to interpret, feel free to do that too. We'd love to interpret that dream for you. Also, with a situation, dream interpretations, psychic readings, questions, the course of situations, and give you some insights on runes for the day. What is the rune for the day? We can do that too for you. Seriously, you guys, if you have any kind of comments, questions, or anything like that, just give us a call in here. We're here for the guests, and I am looking forward doing it now, so. That drove me nuts. Holy mackerel. Hello, could I please get an HR card reading from here? Well, yes. I can do angel card readings from the chat room, but while we're still in the air, basically it's like you asked a question in the chat room and I will give you the answer over the air. Okay, is that good enough for you guys? If that's, you know, if you want to go a different round on that whole thing, let me know. Holy mackerel. So I just... And plus, if anybody in the chat room would like to have a card for the day, just let me know. I will shuffle the cards and pull an angel card out for you, which this will be good for, since we're so late at night here, it'll be good for you for tomorrow. So let us know. We're having this. Okay. That will drive you crazy. Computers, huh, guys? Wipe the slate clean on that one. Okay. Never. Uh-oh. I've lost my chat room. Let's try this again. All right, looking for the chat room. Computers, you just got to love them, don't you? Love those computers. There was somebody in the chat room who was wanting to ask a question, and I lost it. I would like a card. Who was it? I think it was NR Gert. Asked a question, and if you could ask that question again, and Baby Vins, I will give you that. We'll do it like this, Baby Ben. I'm shuffling the cards. Shuffling the cards as we speak right now. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. I need you to tell me when to stop shuffling these cards. Let me know. When to stop shuffling the cards. Shuffling the cards as we speak. That is true. Let me know when you want me to stop shuffling this card. Okay, stop the shop. We're stopping right now. Okay. Would you like for me to cut the deck or leave it the way it is? Let me know. Doom, 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 doom. Maybe we'll play a little Jeopardy music for you. Do, 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 do. Okay, Baby Vince, you want me to cut the deck or you want me to leave it the way it is? Yes. Okay. And we're cutting the deck. And we're going to pull a card out for you. The card is, and the winner is, it's almost like the ideal. It's great. It's like the Academy Awards, isn't it? And the answer is the Daily Double. Okay. Archangel Jeremiel. That's spelled Jeremiel. It's the all is well card. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to, which hidden blessings you will soon understand. So there seems like there's some decisions to be made. There's also things happening. It just keeps talking about going forward. At all costs, just keep moving forward to follow through with those decisions you know you need to make, because maybe you can't see the blessings now, but you will. You would definitely see that. And the person with the NRGWRKR, I don't know how to, is that Nergo? I feel like I fell on a flight of stairs. My feet hurt. Oh, Urga. Okay. Urga. A lot of R's. I will say a lot of R's in there. Yes, I will do an angel card reading for you. I just want to make sure that you can actually hear me, because I usually when I do angel card readings, we will do a smaller one. Let's see here. Let's check something real quick. And also, guys, if you want to call in here, really looking forward to doing a lot of angel readings today on the air too as well. So give us a call in here. Number is 646-721-9031. It's all focus, and this all asks the angels to bring everyone in who will need some answers to some questions to come in the queue. This focus on 10. The queue being full of 10 people at all times. 10 people. 10, 20. You know, it's like one of those things of focusing on it like this. Focus on 2 people in the queue. And then from those 2, there's 4. And 4 is 8. 8 is 12. If you want to do something simple, you know, saying there's 1 caller, and then there's 10 callers, and then there's 15, 20, and so on and so on. A financial blessing is going to happen to everybody who's here before the night's over with. A financial blessing is going to happen before Sunday, midnight, to everybody who's calling into the show. Everybody's listening to the show right now. A great financial blessing is going to happen for you, to you, to bless your life in so many ways. It's going to freak you out. So therefore, focus on that. And then when you have a little bit of have a tough time focusing on that too, just say yourself, thank you, God and angels, for the financial blessing that happened today before midnight. And then thank you for another financial blessing happened before midnight tonight. And thank you for another financial blessing that's going to happen before midnight tonight. And then another miracle, another blessing. And then all those blessings are going to come together, and I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be so blessed with so many blessings this week before midnight Sunday that I'm going to sit there and really focus it on it happening again next month and next week and tomorrow. And every day is going to be full of nothing but financial blessings. And then you're going to take it one step further and look for romantic relationship blessings. To be blessed with the right person, to be blessed with the right career, be blessed with the opportunities to get everything and anything you want. Thank you, God and angels, for blessing me with the abundance of opportunities to always have what I want, need, and desire. And I'll try to say those over and over again, guys. And we're going to do that 5-card angel reading for you, too. I can hear you, too. I can hear, too. I think there is a delay in the chat room. Okay, well, we're going to go through this really quick. What I want is I'm going to the lady who says, yes, I can hear you. I'm going to shuffle her cards. And what I want you to do in the chat room is I want you to tell me when to stop shuffling the cards. If you can hear them, you can actually hear the cards as we're shuffling. We have a little bit of delay in the shuffling, too. So this shuffle away. Let's look at the situation. I mean, come on, guys. Let's look at the situation. What kind of life do you really want to have? I mean, you want to keep focusing on what you can't do? Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to shuffle the cards. No, I'm just kidding. What I'm going to do is I want you to tell me. I'm going to cut the deck in 3 decks, okay? What I want you to do is tell me which one you want. Do you want the card deck on the right, the left, or the middle? The right. Whew. We cut them in 3 decks. Now I want you to pick one deck for me. The right, there's 3 of them. Which one do you want? The one on the right, one on the left, or one in the middle? Middle, cool. Okay. Now the first thing I got is outdoors. I really feel like that I think a lot of us are going through that right now, where it's just the idea of being stuck inside, needing to go out. It's exclusive. The next card is the idea of taking back and take back the things that you have relinquished, the power in your life, the things you keep giving your power to, and that kind of stuff. Because it's a leadership card. It keeps talking about it's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. I really get a strong impression that you are a person who has a tendency to have people, you know, how would you put this? You attract people who are always looking for help and answers and are always asking questions and advice and that kind of stuff. So it's one of those things of accepting that. That's who you are. And opening yourself up, okay? And then the outdoors is going outside is the ideal. And I know a lot of people are saying it's kind of cold and that kind of stuff. They really don't want to go out. But it's one of those things of bundling up and going out and hugging a tree and just reconnecting with nature. It clears your mind. It makes you feel good. And actually, in some situations, if you're in an area where there's a lot of snow, actually going outside is really good, really energizing. It's not the ideal of the cold. It's the ideal of the snow. It's like rain. It's like taking a shower. There's a lot more oxygen in the air at those moments. There's abundance of it. So therefore, when you go outside, just take it all in. It also, it's the ideal of position, taking that position of leadership. It's the ideal of having, being true to yourself. You give a lot of advice and you take care of a lot of people. You do a lot of things and that kind of stuff. What you need to do is start doing that for yourself too. And tell yourself, if you haven't done that, I'm in Arizona. Well, if you ever get a chance to go to Colorado and get you some air, I'm just saying, be true to yourself and have integrity for yourself. So if there's anybody in any kind of shape or form who's disrespecting you, then you need to understand that if you can let it continue, then you're disrespecting yourself. That's why I say, be true to yourself. Have integrity for yourself. And by doing that, the next card is enchantment. Enchantment, you know, and it's also talking about by making that choice to really do that, put yourself back in the driver's seat with you and God as the creator of your life. It talks about your life being enchanted. Enchanted life means basically a life of anticipation, where every day you wake up with enthusiasm and excitement of what's going to happen today. And you just can't wait till it unfolds. But it's a choice to do so. A lot of people have a tendency to realize they get up in the morning and go, oh, my life sucks. Well, the reason it does is because that's what they want. So once it comes to the realization that that's a fact, then they can change it so quickly. But then the card that comes after that is new beginnings. New beginnings I see as a clearing out of the old and bringing in the new. So there's a lot of things going through this whole situation of letting go of a lot of stuff and friends and that kind of situation and moving forward and realizing who you are and having a really strong self-acceptance of yourself, that you are a great, magnificent person. That's why people come to you. That's why people talk to you. So, you know, you are a loving person. So in the context of relationships, too, you're like, well, you know, I got in this relationship. I was in love with this guy, but he didn't love me back. Or something just didn't fall into place and that kind of thing. You got to look at yourself and say, okay, if you're still, you know, even in the same shape or form, if you're still in love with that person, that just tells everybody who you really are, which you are really a loving person. And the person that you was with who can't do those kind of things, then it really shows that's just who he is too as well. So it's like you can't sit there and beat yourself up because of the lack of, or maybe you thought you didn't do something right, or maybe you thought you did something you shouldn't have done. I get the impression everything is playing itself out just the way it's supposed to. And they're talking about the new beginnings are happening. So just listen. The next card is clairaudient. So it's the ideal, you know, notice loving guidance that you hear inside your mind. Your angels and guides are talking to you. Do some extra meditations and focus and that kind of stuff. You know, do some at night and see those in the morning. Or set some time off the side on the weekends and just, you know, spend a couple of times really connecting with your angels and guides. Because they're telling you to listen. And also, pay attention to people around you that can be negative, and all of a sudden they give you some really positive advice out of nowhere. because that's the angels talking to them. The angels will use everything they can to get the message across to you, okay? Yeah. I get a very strong connection with the angels too right now. I also get a very connection with music. Music seems the one thing that could actually open things up for you. I get a really strong connection with that as well. So check it out and do what you got to do. You should also talk to your friends and everybody else and get them to call in. And we'll answer those questions for them too. If it's one of those things you want to call in and ask some additional questions, I'm actually doing I was going to do a five-card spread for you, but I actually ended up doing a 7-1. So, since there's nobody in the queue, we might as well just go on with you. And let's see what we can do. Okay, we got that. Music was one of those things, but also the situation. Then we got that. We'll go with the second layer of cards, which is we put down 7. Now we're going to go 5. We're going to go to 6 cards. Put 6 cards on top of those cards. What we have here is focus is the next card out, which is touching the leadership card and the outdoors card. So same focus on those two things. Really focusing on those two things will also help you establish a stronger bond with yourself. Also a stronger foundation. The more you know about you, the more you know who you are, the more you accept yourself for who you are, the stronger your foundation is. So therefore, you don't have to rely on anybody else for that support. You can be as supportive, you can actually be more supportive yourself, which you've always seemed to be that in that position anyway. Then the next card is ideals and inspiration. So it says, as you go through your life, and it's like you're thinking about a lot of things you want to do. They're telling you that ideas and inspiration is divine guidance. It's like, okay, anytime you are focusing on a solution, and all of a sudden you get these ideas that keep coming to you that you feel like might be the solutions, what you have to do is to be truthful and have integrity for yourself is to follow through with those. This will also maintain your leadership in your life, that position you are, you know. And don't hesitate when you need to help somebody to do it. Okay, the next card is... That's very positive. This one here is a celebration card, which is actually truth integrity. The more you focus on yourself, the more you have truth integrity for yourself, the more you follow through with these ideals that you're inspired to do with, the more celebration you're going to have. So they're definitely telling you that these are the ideals that you're getting in your mind and these things that you really want to do. And sometimes you might actually question it and say, okay, where'd that come from? Where the heck did that come from? Don't question it. Follow through and see where it takes you. Because it's saying right here, for those new beginnings, the one thing you need to do and to have that enchanted life is just keep listening. Keep listening to yourself, your guidance, and what's going on. Also, this next card is listening. Then the card after that is priority. What is your number one priority? You. And once you keep that in mind, then everything else falls into place. Everything else is balanced out. And then you can be there for those people you want to be with. I mean, it was like we were talking about the psychic abilities of sitting there charging a certain price, that kind of thing. And the idea of keeping balance with everything is when you charge people accordingly, when other people come to you that can't really afford those prices, it's a win-win situation. You're able to help people because you're in a good situation yourself, a good position in your life. So as long as you keep being true to yourself, you will always have everything you want, need, and desire. In the process of that happening, then you're able to be able to give freely, which I feel like you really want to. It's just, you know, the intention. I got this thing about music too. I wish I could talk to you right now so I could understand what it means by intentions toward music. So if there's anything you can type in the chat room to tell me what that means, I would really appreciate it. Because it's like focusing on leadership, but also focuses on ideas and inspirations. It also says that you've been dreaming a lot. Pay attention to your dreams. If there are things in your dreams that you're already seeing, You need to pay attention to those too, because it says dreams, ideals, and inspiration. And then it wants you to sit there and tell yourself, forgive. Just keep forgiving. Forgive yourself. Forgive everybody in your life. Nobody hurt you. So one of the situations where you've hurt yourself by feeding in what people were telling you. Also the ideal realizing that in some shape of the word they were right. Which also helped you to change things in your life. So just trust what you're hearing. Listening. Keep trusting. You know, keep your minds open to the signs. When I say keep your mind open to the sign, and right now, it's saying to me too also that, are you there? Can you hear me? It says, watch the signs for new relationship, new love. New love is coming. If not already in your life. So focus on your dreams. Forgive yourself. There's a lot of harmony in that. And you're also a teacher too. So therefore, always keep your mind open to learn. I feel like you have. Because it seems like you're able to take that information that you learn and pass on to others as a very fantastic teacher. Which if you really think about, the idea of some people coming to you and getting advice is like you've learned from your own situations. And now you're passing on that knowledge to everybody else. That's a really strong... You've had a lot of... So just spiritually understand that, you know? What kind of person are you? Almost a whole lot more than you give yourself credit for sometimes. You know, pat yourself on the back, you know? Take care of your body, too. For some reason, I keep feel like you have a lot of stress under you, too. And then plus, when things don't start falling into place, it's like you think changes should be coming. This one here says, harmony is there. Everything's happening just the way it's supposed to. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. So put that out there. And then all of a sudden, things are going to really start changing very quickly for you. So you have to be patient with that, too. Sometimes things happening too quickly. We have to have patience with ourselves where we kind of get overwhelmed. You've heard people say that. Man, there's just so many things happening. When actually, it's just the manifestation is what they've already called in. All right, so we got all this stuff going on. Patience. Also says, and there's a card that confirms it for you. You are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. The counselor card. So that pretty much sums it up for me. They're talking about that with the situation of a relationship coming in, that relationship's going to be a whole lot better for you. I would sit there and say it's closer to being a twin flame than a soulmate. Freedom by finding the right person. A lot of freedom is going to come with that. So the one thing I recommend that you do is focus and meditate. Take some time to yourself every morning, every night. Do some chakra clearing. Do a lot of chakra clearing. Maintain, get those physical and the spiritual open, wide open. Now I'm saying wide open. So you always know which direction to go into, okay? Okay, she's not in the chat room anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. So let's go. Oh, we have callers. All right. Let's go to our first caller. Area code 229. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
That's a good question. Do you really want an honest? Do you want an honest answer?
Yes, sir. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
You called before.
Yes, sir.
You called in yesterday, didn't you?
Yesterday? I don't think so.
Thursday?
I'm not sure what day it was.
That's okay, sir. You can call me as much as you want. You're not in trouble.
Yeah, okay. I was calling to see, you know, what you can pick up, you know, for as me, anything, something, you know, anything that I can need to know, or anything, for as no really true talks subject, but
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, when you called in last time, you were talking about some things too, wasn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I think we picked up some things about relationships and stuff.
Yeah, yes, sir, that one. And about me getting a car and some my job where I work at, some people, you know, there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of giving me a little hard time right now, but I just want to see what you can pick up on those for the areas there.
Oh, no problem. I'm also going to sit here and go over some things, too, here real quick. I was trying to find something here. Hold up. Mm-hmm. Not you, sir. So I'm just saying with the situation and stuff. So with the situation at hand, have you really come up with anything? Has anything changed at all?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, no problem. Sometimes with situations, just got to be patient, okay?
Yeah.
And I also want to bring on Nicole Bowman. I think she's here, too. And see if she can give us some insights on your situation, too, because I don't think she was here. That's why I think it was yesterday, or Thursday, because, or maybe it was last, maybe it was the night before. I'm not sure. Because before you talked to Barbara, when she was here. So I was just going to bring Nicole on and get some different insights, too, that we could both go on the whole, we could focus on you, if you didn't mind.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Hello, Nicole. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm a little late, but I'm here. So
that's no problem. That's okay. We won't find you this time. But I'm just kidding.
The question was for Melton's friend, about Melton.
Mm-hmm. Melvin. I guess Melvin's just trying to get any kind of information that's coming through.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the first thing that I want to ask is Melvin, if you have a specific question, and if you do, the question relates to a certain person. If I can have their name.
Yes, ma'am. Well, there's two people. The first one, her name is Clooney.
Her first name is what now?
Clooney.
Okay. The first name is Clooney. Okay. So just give me one moment, and I'm just going to tune in a little bit.
Okay.
Clooney, this is a romantic relationship?
We haven't been talking for a while, so.
Yeah. I feel like she's actually kind of moved on. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, intuitively, that's kind of what I'm sensing about her. I think she's kind of moved on. I think that at this point in time, it's best that you go ahead and just go ahead and let her go and let her move on and do what it was that she set out to do. So that's what I'm feeling about her. And then what about the next woman?
The other one is Sterling.
Okay, Sterling, I feel a much stronger connection between the two of you. Give me one moment. I'm just trying to tune in and see what's going on with her. Are you and Sterling, are the two of you in contact right now?
Are we what now?
Are you in contact right now? And you know what? You don't have to answer that. I'll tell you intuitively what I'm sensing about her. I just have a sense with her that she really genuinely, there's genuine affection between the two of you.
She's genuine what now? I cannot understand.
Genuine, like, affection, like a genuine, like, she likes you and you liked her, for, you know, understand? Give me one moment.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm just trying to.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay, with this situation, I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing because I think that'll make more sense than what I'm trying to decipher for you because what I'm hearing is I'm hearing about things coming to an end that makes sense, like allowing things to come to an end, letting things come to an end. So I sort of have to ask you with yourself and Sterling, I mean, have the two of you, I felt sort of like a mutual affection and a genuine like you liked each other. but I'm also hearing something about an ending. So I'm just, if you can fill in the blanks just a little bit for me, what transpired, what happened?
Well, basically, I mean, she don't know I like her, and she never told me that she liked me, but we worked together at night at the hospital here, and we never talked about, I don't have her number, she don't have mine, but we see each other all night, every almost every night at work, but I never, like, asked her for a number or nothing like that.
You've never approached her or anything. Okay, give me one.
She
kind of
lights up,
somewhere.
Doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I said, does she have a tendency to light up when she sees you?
Yeah, she say, hey, how you doing, coach, and smile a little bit, but, she didn't used to be that much talkative with me, but now she kind of is a little bit.
Yeah, she's drawn to.
I'm hearing something about an ending, though, things coming to an end, and, I'm feeling that maybe intuitively my wires might have been scrambled a little bit, and I may have been picking up on the first relationship, that may have been the one about.
I don't know. I think Melvin's been. You've been talking about moving. I'm going to going somewhere else too. Employees. I'm talking about job wise.
Yeah.
You were talking. Wasn't you talking? I remember talking to you before, Melvin, when you were talking about.
I was talking about promotion on my job. That was my next question. Where I work at the hospital at night. That's what was my next question.
I'm sorry.
I think what she's talking about, like for something ending with Sterling, I think it's like some guys on where I work at and went and like told stories behind my back, like, oh, he's going to try to talk to you. He's going to do this and that. But she didn't bite for that. She said, well, Melvin never came to me, and, you know, some guys kind of slandered my name. Maybe that's ending, the way she feel about what they were saying about me. Kind of weird, but.
No, it's not. Man, it happens more than you think.
I'm feeling something about an ending, though, as it relates to relationships. And I guess what I'm feeling about Sterling, I will say this, that there is a genuine affection, and she does like you. She does like you, and you like her. So that I can sense and I can feel. Now I understand, though, because I was feeling like there was a block or there was a sever or something happened. And now that you say that you guys have never really, like, put it on the table and kind of said, this is how I feel, not understand why there's that kind of roadblock. But what I wanted to tell you, too, is the message about the ending is becoming a bit clearer now as I'm talking to you, like as I'm just sort of tuning in more. And what it is, it's sort of like with everything in life, what they're saying, and they're saying within your life, they're saying this year, this is a lesson, that things come to an end for you. Do you understand? Like, new things start, but also other things come to an end. And so it's about to understand when the thing is ending and let it go, as opposed to trying to hold on to it and dwell with it. And that goes for relationships, but that goes for a lot of things as well. I feel like coming up with my... So I'm going to let Donnie jump in because you... Melvin, you said something about... your job situation and about the hospital and whether or not I heard something about the job, so I feel like I'm going to turn it over to Donnie to jump in.
Okay, but do you see Sterling and I communicating on the phone or going out for something? If I walk up to her and ask her for a phone number, would she give it to me?
Oh, okay, with her. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Would she... She is funny. She plays hard to get. If you really, really want her, you can go after her a lot. And what I mean by that is, I don't know if she'll be receptive the first time.
I don't know. Come on, I get the idea of playing tennis. So it's like a back and forth kind of thing.
Like she, you understand? Like she. Smiles and flirts, and then that means your move. And then if you don't make your move, then you don't get the number. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's a good thing too, because it's like, it's very, Melvin, it's very playful.
Yeah. That's why I'm laughing, because it just,
it's very playful. So I'm just saying, I feel like that you will respond. It's not saying you won't. It's just the idea if you don't, she's going to be kind of like a little bit thrown off a little bit and trying to figure, okay, can we come back? So, you know, when you see those flirtations, just flirt right back too. Relax and be her friend. And you'll see something really bloom out of this whole thing too. So.
Okay.
So it's one of those things of not asking for a phone number, but I really feel like in the process of flirting with each other all the time and really getting comfortable with each other, she might just come out and give it to you. It's just that she won't be receptive at first by always answering the phone. She might be a little playful to that one too. So,
okay.
But it's well worth it. You know, it's a whole lot better than the other one.
The first, absolutely.
I mean, do you see us really like going out? I mean, you know, down to maybe a month from now, 2 months from now.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
also
Melvin. You got to do me one favor. Open your mind up to the possibilities that people do like you.
you're right. I mean, because she seems like, you know, like she is tough, like you said, but she's I'm an older guy, and she that age doesn't matter to her.
Mm-hmm.
Age difference doesn't.
I don't know. I think she will be receptive.
I get the idea. She likes the idea of older men anyway, because she doesn't like men her own age, because she thinks they're stupid.
No.
Okay. She doesn't like that. She likes older men because she feels like older men know what they want.
Right.
So she's like, you know, yeah. This guy here, he's going to know what he wants and what he wants to do and that kind of stuff. She feels comfortable around them because she feels like, you know, when she talks and she communicates, she feels like someone's listening to her.
Right. Because I'm kind of scared to ask her, though, because I don't want to, I don't want her to, I don't want to get in trouble on my job by asking her, because I don't want she to say, like, oh, I'm harassing her on her job. I mean, do you see that, you know, taking place, or... The reason why I'm thinking that way, because what the guys have told her, and is she buying that? Is she really going in, you know, is she taking that and will use it against me?
No, she's a very smart, intelligent woman. She's not feeding the gossip of these other guys, because she feels like these other guys have their own agenda.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, don't put any energy into that whole thing.
Okay.
Just focus on what you want and having fun, as in the ideal of living your life and communicating. And I get this impression of some flirtation going on anyway, so therefore, you know, enjoy that and forget these guys even exist.
You're right. Definitely right. That's what I wanted to say about my job, because those guys, there's some guys named Kamane and Michael and Keith. All three of those guys are really, like, I work my butt off and I work hard. And those everything I do, they'll run back and try to squeeze something in my supervisor's head to let them believe that
I'm
a bitch and that.
What was that first guy's name, Jermaine?
Termaine?
Yeah. He seems to be, I keep getting the word lazy.
Bingo, yes, sir. Super, super lazy. But he's out right now because he had a knee surgery. He's out, so he won't be back in about 6 to 8 weeks, 10 weeks, I think. But will he come back, sir?
He'll come back in 12.
In 12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he going to be, is they going to keep him there, or is he going to be transferred to another unit, or? What's he's gonna just stay there and be lazy?
I get the impression he's just gonna stay there, and he's gonna pop in after you think he's gone. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I just feel like he's gonna milk this for as much as he can get out of it.
Okay. What about Keith? This guy named Keith. He's a lead HST. he's been in so much trouble, I don't see why he's hanging on the thread for his job-wise.
I feel like with him, someone's going to cut the thread and he's going to be gone.
Ooh. Because recently, one of the clients caught him and this other lady out back smoking cigarettes, and that's a no-no on campus. And they was kissing, I guess, he said. So, I mean, everybody knows. So, that's going to – how long will he be there?
Well, I just feel like his kissing ass days are about over.
Oh, bingo. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because I get maybe 2 months.
2 months. And what about this guy?
When I get maybe 2 months, I feel like there's something else that he could still do that he could be taken out even sooner than that. Because I guess he thinks in some ways kissing ass is still working for him, and I just don't see anybody. I don't see anybody really. That's not true anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
And so the other guy you're talking about, the word I get on him is transferred somewhere else.
This is Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. And then
that was the very first word I got was transferred.
Okay. And this other guy named Joe, he's a lead HST, but they told him last Monday that if he don't tighten up, they're going to drop him down to just a HST. Are they going to drop him?
Is that two positions down?
That's one position down. He's a lead, but he's been there for about 18 years, and they told him he's not doing his job as a lead, so he has a month to improve. So are they going to drop him, or are he going to stay a lead?
He's too nice.
Yeah.
And he's not being a boss. He's not taking the authoritative position.
Yeah, right.
And I feel like with the situation, I feel like that. And I feel like he's going to, this is what I get, that he's going to do it enough to get by.
So he's not going to drop him?
No, I feel like he's going to skate in by the skin of his teeth.
Okay. Well, do you see me getting a lead position at night where I'm at now? On that same unit with the same guys being a supervisor?
When I sit there and look at the situation, I get no. It comes to me as...
I get no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get the no thing, but I get the ideal that I also get an opportunity coming up, too, that might be a play. I think I said this once before, too. I said I feel like that you would get a lead position, but it would be somewhere else. An opportunity of somebody seeing you somebody's been paying attention to you.
Okay.
And seeing you doing in the position that you've been working that you should be a whole lot more. And it's like, I guess the way it comes to me is like people crossing paths of somewhere else of this person working in something like this, but somewhere else. And I feel like that will be coming through before June.
Before June?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might take a little bit on the transition that I feel like you might think about it because of that girl.
Yeah, well, because it's more opportunities at the hospital, and it's another hospital. Well, it's not a hospital, but it's a juvenile detention center that's behind the hospital. Maybe, I'm not sure, see me working there with kids. You know, from 15, 13-year-old kids.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yes. Yeah.
Working with kids. I don't know if it's there, but I definitely see you working with kids, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have
a football coach, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I saw it before, when you talked about all the things you did and that kind of thing, and I felt like, because you was asking me before, if I felt like you were going to get promoted, and I felt like you were going to get promoted, but it wouldn't be there. It'd be something close. Like, it could come off as being a position there, but I feel like it would be a position, but it was very close. That's why I come and get it. It was very close and that whole thing. So this detention center you're talking about being right behind the hospital makes a lot more sense for me with the situation, what I saw. So I definitely keep my eyes open for that. But also do me a favor too, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Really, have some confidence with yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Love yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're an asset. These other guys, the reason they talk and they do this other stuff, because they know they're just not. They're jealous of you, so therefore they want to knock you down anytime they get a chance to do so with anybody.
You know,
it's like look at the situation and go, oh, that girl. Just the idea of you being with that girl takes them off.
You're right. If they see her, Sterling and I, go out for lunch at night, they're going to probably fall out. You guys are right on time. That is so right, Lord. They are super jealous. I don't understand that. And what makes it so bad with them, they're some married and some in relationships, and they still trying to date these other girls on the job. And I'm single. I'm not married. I don't see anybody. I don't have anybody in my life right now.
So you can do anything you want.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell them. They was like, well, I'm not going to pass words back and forth to you guys on the unit, so be professional. And that's what that's what I'm going to do when I go to work. I'll be totally professional.
So, Melvin, what do you do? I mean, are you a nurse or?
No, sir. I'm a HST. That's a lead. That's a health aid technician. I normally, when the clients come in, the police bring them in, I normally admit them. I go to the admission station and check their vital signs and admit them in the hospital, do the paperwork, and take them back to the unit, and where they'll be able to talk to the nurse and the doctor. Yes, sir.
Did you ever want to go and be a paramedic?
No. My heart is like really on coaching football with kids and maybe teaching a little social studies in the classroom setting. I'm in school. Yeah, that's my heart. That's all I'm coaching, and it seems like it's been taken away from me, and I want it back, and I'm going to get it back some way. But I love putting on my cleats and a whistle around my neck and going out coaching kids. I love that. And on Friday nights, having fun. Coaching football. That's my life.
That's me.
So you guys see me doing that this year?
Yeah.
Coaching football?
Donnie?
What?
I feel like that. I do. But I heard you. I heard a silence like an, oh.
Well,
I mean,
mine's like an up and down kind of thing where it's like I keep getting volunteer, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of volunteer work and that kind of stuff where it can be a lot of, it's not just one or two. It's like working with lots of kids and one seems to stem off the other. So it's a lot of things, a lot of levels of that. So that's what I was saying.
Okay. Just like the guy that is the head coach where the school I want to coach at here, where I stay, his name is Coach Marsh. And if I go to this guy, I done coached with him before in 2006. If I go back to him and ask him, look, this is my heart. You know what I mean? I need another chance. I want to come back and be a part of the football team. And I want to coach. And will he take that consideration or will he just blow me off?
I get the impression he will, but he'll make you sweat before he tells you he will.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he's got that attitude or that kind of personality, but that's what I get with it.
So I
just feel like he'll make you sweat, but I feel like he will.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir. Okay. The other lady, what she thinks?
Nicole?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So the question that you asked was about the coaching, correct?
Yeah, that one coach. Well, that one coach, let him coach.
Can I
have the name? May I have his name again?
Marsh, Coach Marsh.
One moment.
Oh, my freaking mind.
You know, I'm not certain. And the reason I'm not certain is because I feel like he likes to have control of situations, if that makes sense.
Yes, yeah, it does.
Like he really
I could think of some real choice words if you want to.
Yeah,
but,
I really feel like he likes to have center stage.
I'll keep those to myself.
Yeah, okay, so here's what I'm sensing. I'm just going to tell you. He will, however, be prepared for a bit of a power struggle, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
A polish what?
No,
power
struggle.
Like
a power struggle.
Yeah, he will, but
he'll let you have a position, but he'll have to control it the whole time.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, he likes to be center stage. He likes to be in control. So he would offer you the position, but exactly what Donnie is saying. Like, I offer it to you, but here's all the suggestions and things that you should do and do all
so
these things. And why aren't you doing them? Right.
Yeah. So he want me. He'll let me. Okay.
Short answer is yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh huh.
All right.
So, but yes.
He want total control of everything I do.
I wouldn't say total control, but he is a little bit of a control freak. So
mm-hmm.
He is gonna want to, like, after you present something, he's gonna want to, like, step in and kind of change it a little bit.
Right.
Just be prepared to deal with that.
Okay.
And just, as long as you keep your mind focused on the fact that it's about the kids.
Yeah, don't strangle
the
guy.
You should be able to. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys for your time.
Oh, no problem,
Melvin. Thank you very much. We appreciate
it. Yeah, Marvin,
if
you ever get a chance, try to book a private reading sometime, huh?
Try to do it now?
I suggest to people who can't afford the regular readings to get the ones that for $12 for the donations and get a five-card angel reading.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'd love to do one for you. So just...
Okay.
Take it. Okay?
Okay. Yes, sir. I pull up you guys' website. And, I'm online now, but I'll get it. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your call, Marvin. And call
okay,
time.
Thanks. Y'all, thanks very much. God bless. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go on to our next caller. Okay. Hello? Welcome to the show. How are you? Area code 480.
Hello, Donnie.
Boy, that voice sounds familiar. Say hello to Nicole. She's here, too.
Hello, Nicole.
Hi, how's it going? And who am I speaking with?
This is Wanda.
Oh,
welcome.
Wanda. How's it going, Wanda?
Welcome to the show, Wanda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How you doing, Donnie?
I'm doing okay. I think I ate too much chocolate.
Tell me what happened to your phone last night. It just kept hanging up.
I don't know. Skype, every once in a while, Skype's like that.
I'm like, my God, what is going on? Okay.
Sometimes when I call cell phones, I have trouble with Skype. If I call Skype to Skype, I usually don't have any problems with that. And the reason I suggest to a lot of people to do Skype, because you can actually talk to somebody through the internet, like type out stuff, to see what's going on, that kind of stuff, before you even call them. Or when you're talking to them on the phone, you could be chatting with somebody else through Skype with the typing. You could type messages back and forth to people at the same time you're on the phone with somebody else. Plus, I can also do conference calling.
Oh.
Yes, I also took my classes I was going to have on WizIQ. I was supposed to have a class this morning, but nobody had taken advantage of the thing, so I thought I'd put it out there a little bit longer. I think it's going to be Wednesday. But I'm thinking about making if I don't get any people here on the weekend, I keep seeing 10 people signing up for this class, so I'm kind of pushing it back to get those 10 in there because I keep getting that impression. I keep getting a lot of stuff going on. So same thing with the situation. I also want to do a bunch of other classes. Plus, I also got this one place called, Ustream. You ever heard about this, Nicole? Ustream?
No, I didn't. What is that exactly?
It's a video. I could actually go into this and while we're doing readings and stuff, I'll be on. My camera will come on, and you can actually, if you go to my website, you can see me as we're doing readings and stuff, and you'll see me like I'm on television doing the show.
Nice.
I got that. I'm going to really put a lot more into it because when we do, we're going to start doing the weather's getting warmer. We're going to start doing remotes. So therefore, it also give the people when they're calling in to get their readings and stuff, they could also see the places I'm going to go. I'm actually trying to work with people right now to go up here to the Castle Inn. It's a real castle they built up here in town, and it's very haunted and it's very active. And I was going to do a remote from there and give everybody a chance to look at this place. It's really cool inside too. It's very ancient. It was built back in the early 1800s. So it's a very old castle, and each brick was actually shipped from England, so it's actually from a real castle. So, you know, tune in for that. And then after this show at midnight, which I only got 2 minutes to go from one to the other, I have 2 more hours I'm going to be doing. It's called the Free Angel Reading Round Table Midnight, where we all come together and we do readings and stuff, and all the mics are open so we can all talk and chat, and it's a very relaxed format. So on those, we really don't care about how long it takes for readings and stuff because everybody is giving their opinions about what they're picking up too, their intuitions and everything. So we're all working together. Nicole was there for the first night we did it, and I thought it was pretty cool. So I'm keeping it going, and we're working, you know, we're just kind of working with it back and forth and still experimenting with things. And that seemed to work pretty well, so we'll see what happens. And with Wanda, do you have a couple questions for us?
Yes, finally. Okay, I have a comment to make, first of all.
Go right ahead.
Oh, God, Dunny, I am nervous. You know that date that's coming up you gave me.
14th, okay.
I feel a little nervous, almost a little sick. I don't know. I don't know why I'm feeling this way or what. I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
Maybe we should sit here and tell Nicole what we're talking about here is the idea
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Is Nicole the one that ambushed me 2 Saturdays ago talking that trash?
I'm not sure.
Or just somebody else, because it's the words I don't want to hear. Lee, you can just talk. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Okay, Donnie, we'll talk. You don't need any input there. Okay, so just tell me what you think.
Okay, so you want more input about the 14th, about meeting this person, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to me, it's a really strong impression that I feel like, see, I always warn people about getting nervous and getting all uptight and stressed out because...
I feel butterflies right now. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if I'm describing my feelings right.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I jump in just for a quick second, though? And I just want to say it's really important, even if you don't want to receive an input from someone, it's really important to treat everyone with respect.
You didn't do that to me, but you won't talk to me right now.
That wasn't me. That actually wasn't me. It wasn't.
Okay. You then. Okay.
No, let's treat everyone with respect. Even if you don't want to.
Like I didn't want to hear anything from you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you think happened to you, okay, cool.
Right. I think it's important. I really do. And promoting that in the chat room as well is very important, too, because what we send out really does come back to us. And if we're sending out that energy, then ultimately that's going to come back to us in one way, shape, or form. And so I think, you don't have to take it
from
here.
From
it's also about
talking that Saturday.
And just being, that actually wasn't me, but it's also
okay,
being mindful of, I don't know who it was. It's also being mindful of what you're sending out and what you're sending out to other people. And really treating people the way you would like to be treated, because I wish you nothing but the best, and I wish you well. And I just hope that you can extend that to other people as well. Maybe consider their feelings and also consider the way you're treating others, because the way you treat others is the way you treat people.
Yeah, okay. Moving on. What do you have to say, Donnie?
I'll just sit there shuffle some cards up for you.
Okay.
Shuffle.
And I think also, Donnie, it is important to promote. I mean, for me, you know, I'm doing this sort of out of my own time for coming in here and being part of the show. I treat everyone with respect, whether I agree with them or not, and I feel that the same respect should be extended to me and other people in the chat room, too. And I think that's very important to promote that and to say that and put that out there, because we're trying to draw light to that room. We're trying to draw light to this environment. And what we're sending out right now is not really of that nature. And so I'm just going to speak out on behalf of my guides and my angels and sort of say that and speak to that. And
that.
If that is what's going to be going on, then I personally will not be a part of it, because I'm about promoting love and respect for all. But right now, that's really not what is happening. That's not what I'm sensing right now. And I think it's very important to just speak out as a host, maybe, and to say that and make that clear, because I am the co-host as well. And I am offering my free sex service time. And, you know, you don't have to listen. You don't have to like it. But I think you do have to respect everyone and treat people the way that you would like to be treated.
Whatever. What'd you get, Donnie?
Okay. I just want you to come. I want everybody to relax. Because the one thing I was trying to stress with the situation is, with you in the situation of the 14th, of being calm and collected and not really kind of like, just keeping an even keel, I guess you'd say, throughout the whole thing. Calm, you know, serene. Because I just feel like when people get nervous and stressed out in any kind of shape or form, it has a tendency to push things away. Push things and people away. So I don't get anything different than what I picked up before. It's just the idea of I get this thing about warning you. I just relax and let it happen. I mean, it's one of those things of not jumping out there to hang. It's like some people have a tendency in a situation like yours with knowing, okay, when you said target, those people would hang out at Target all the time, trying to make something happen, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not as anxious as I was the past couple of weeks. I've been a lot calmer, and I don't know why, because you know how high strung I was, like, oh, I'm so excited, da-da-da. But I've been a lot calmer lately, and I'm like, okay, what's wrong? Why am I changing? Maybe it's a good thing I'm not as anxious, but I admit I'm a little nervous now because it's coming up on that date.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I told you what Lane said. He's like, well, I'm getting July, and I'm like, I'm not feeling it. And not because that's what my flesh and my mind want. I'm just not feeling it. And I love him and all that, but I'm not feeling what he's saying. And I don't know why is he saying July, August. Why do you think?
What did he do what?
I said, I'm wondering why is he saying July or August.
I'm not sure. I don't really feel like any difference. I mean, I feel like if it's something is pushed off, say that I guess on Monday is the 14th, and if you did get a little stressed out and get crazy, that's like a warning that it could be knocked back that long.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, if you can maintain that and take deep breaths and just relax and just let things go and put yourself in that flow, and then things will come turn around. And I feel like they're still going to happen. So, I think the impression what he's picking up on, the possibility of what you could do or what you couldn't do. So, I think it's one of those things of warning you ahead of time.
Yeah, maybe so, but he keeps saying that. He's saying it's been moved up, and he's been said this probably a month ago, maybe. And I'm just like, it makes no sense. I don't know.
Well, that's just one of those things. I mean, if you feel that way, then I always tell people too to also trust your own intuition and what you think, you know, what's going on, what's happening, that kind of stuff, and stick to it. Always stand up for one's beliefs.
Okay. Well, did he ever move into the place that he's supposed to move into? Has he found the apartment house yet?
Now, the answer I get on that is yes, he has. I feel like it's happening. It happened in the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. House or apartment?
House.
Okay. Is it in my city?
Yes.
Okay. Is it close by?
I keep getting to... It comes to me, I don't know if it's 2 miles or... I keep, every time I say two, I keep seeing like apartment complexes where it's like housing projects. So it's like two neighborhoods away.
Yeah, okay. You keep getting twos. I keep pulling a card that's saying something about two, either 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever, days, you know, twos. But okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see for my moving situation. I just signed a lease last week, and I signed a six-month lease.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to move. Do you see me moving in 6 months?
I get yes.
Okay, and where do you see me moving? Or what type of housing?
The way it comes to me is a whole lot different than what you're used to.
What
you're used to. So
what does
saying,
that mean?
Well, they're saying keeping your mind open. Opportunities are coming that might take you away from your foundation.
What does that mean?
That means I'm just saying. To me, well, I'm just saying there's certain like my ex-fiance was used to having always things there, just in case things didn't work out, she'd have something to fall back on. And what they're trying to do is, well, I'm just saying they're trying to get you away from that to help you understand that every time you focus on having something to fall back on, you're putting a little bit of doubt in what you're trying to do.
Yeah, well, okay. So what as far as the housing are you talking about I'll be moving into?
I'm sorry, you phased out for a minute. Say it again.
I mean, what are you talking about as far as when I say what kind of housing I was moving into, I didn't understand what you meant. Or did you have an answer?
You'll be moving into a house.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like by the time you move, you'll be paying for everything.
Okay.
I feel a really big increase in your income.
Yeah. There's these three sisters. I don't know if I mentioned them to you before. I think I did when I told you I did pedicures on them, and I made more doing pedicures on them that day than my paycheck was.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of friends and know a lot of people. And I'm wondering, do you think they may be an advantage to help me push my products and go even further? I'm feeling that.
Yes.
One in particular, the oldest, Nina.
Oh, yes, I definitely deal on that one.
Oh, you do? You think it'll be
like,
more
in promotions, investments, and that kind of stuff. I feel like it's a lot of different avenues. A lot of things coming through on that one. Yes, your business.
You think it'll come from Nina?
Yes, the soaps, the things that you're doing, that kind of stuff.
Oh, so she'll be the one of the three sisters. That's what I'm feeling. Like I said, it's three of them, but I feel it's her.
Yeah, you need to follow through with that. Yes, you do.
So I just need to call her and ask her about her friends. I remember her telling me one time last year, she said, Wanda, I can throw a party for you, but I'm afraid you're not going to have enough product.
Well, I think that's a hint. You should be making as much product as you can.
So I really just need to call her tomorrow and get with her and see about maybe possibly having a party and talking about natural skincare and soaps and, custom-making products.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
So dealing with her would bring me a big financial increase?
Yes, big financial increase. You need to follow through with that.
Wow. Yeah, because that's why I've been wondering about. One more thing. I want to ask you about my friend Gail. She owns a holistic health center out here.
Uh-huh.
And she signed a really horrible, terrible lease. In fact, there's a clause in her lease that states, if anyone moves out of the plaza, that the other occupants of the plaza will have to take up the slack. And Walgreens is moving out. Who knows how many thousands a month their rent is, and they're going to have to take up the slack. I don't even think that's even legal.
No, it's not.
And I called one of my exes. He's an attorney and a real estate agent. He said he's never heard of such a thing. I think she just got sued in her contract, and she needs to just be able to legally break it. And I'm wondering, will she be able to legally break it without any ramifications?
The impression I get is yes.
Really?
She just needs to pursue it.
Huh?
She just needs to pursue it. I feel like she might hesitate on that.
Yeah, I think she is. She's scared, but she's paying too much in rent, like almost $4,000. And some people will place just a little smaller and they're paying $700.
Right.
She is being used big time, and it's really upsetting me. I mean, to the point I'm taking it personal. This is just how angry it makes me.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think the person I recommended to her be able to help her, my ex?
I get a yes on that, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to make sure she definitely gets that contract to him so he can help her, because she really needs help. I'm wondering, is there any way she can get any money back? Because I think she was really treated wrongly. What do you think?
Oh, well, I keep getting into the situation. She should try to get out of the lease and move on. The idea of going back for... See, I'm just getting impressed with the whole thing. I think she could if she really wanted to, but I just feel like it's one of those things of cutting ties so she can actually be where she needs to be.
Do you think she should continue in her same business? That's what I feel. I said, Gail, you shouldn't give up your business, but definitely leave the location.
Yes, exactly. Leave the location, move on. She's definitely going to keep... I mean, I feel like it's her calling, so... Yeah, she should definitely keep doing that.
Yeah, it is. I was there yesterday. I was in the sauna, and Lane was getting some services done. This is something that's needed. She wants to do the medical marijuana distribution. Do you think she'll be successful at doing that, and what city should she go to?
What city should she go to?
Yes, I'm thinking maybe more in Gilbert or... I don't know.
I'm not really sure either. I think I just get one of those things that's cut lease and go on, but, you know, let herself be guided where she needs to go and that whole thing.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, she definitely needs to get out of that lease, and that's what I'm telling her. Don't give up your business, because I think there's something great there, and she's really a big help to the community. She has a caring heart that she was just taking advantage of.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's paying too much for what she's doing, and it's just she's hemorrhaging every month. She can't make it. Even if she was making a lot of money, that's still too much money a month. And like I say, she told me next month she's going to have to pay $8,000 in rent.
Okay, well, she's definitely been jacked on that whole thing, so she definitely needs to get out of there. She needs to do something about it, or they're just going to keep doing it. As long as she allows it, they think that they can get away with it, so she has to do something. So.
Okay, Danny, what should I be wearing on the 14th?
you should be wearing clothes, okay?
Okay, I don't want to scare nobody.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, you should definitely do that. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay. On that note, we're going to take a brief break here, let you guys listen to some meditation music, and I'm going to take a nice little break here. Thank you.
Thank you.
people out there. If you all fell asleep, I'm hoping not. That's actually some really good meditational music, because basically it's bringing the physical and the spiritual together in a nice little token there. So check that out. It's called the Crystal Palace. I've actually seen it. I got it through the website. So check it out. Nicole, you there with me?
I am still here.
Okay, I wasn't too sure, because there's actually another person in the chat too who's actually got the same area code as you do. So we're gonna bring our next caller on. We're gonna bring this next caller on, and I'm gonna like exit out for about 2 minutes. I gotta take care of something real quick. So if you don't mind covering for me, Nicole.
Alrighty.
I promise you, I'll get back as quick as I can. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Alrighty.
Okay. Area code 407. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your
name? I'm good. Thank you very much for taking my call.
No
problem.
My name
is Michelle.
Michelle, how you doing, Michelle?
Good. I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida?
Really? Where about in Florida? Orlando?
Oh, that's right.
I live in Orlando.
407.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in Daytona.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've definitely been there.
Have you ever heard of a place called Holly Hills?
Yeah.
I used to live in there. I used to live down there by that new Walmart. I call it the Green Walmart because it's all green, and it's actually not a real – it's not a complete Walmart store. It's actually like a spinoff from Walmart, but it's still Walmart. But
it's just food, I think, right?
Yeah, it's just food. Yeah, it's just food, and they have a little – they do have a little – like some of those places have like a little spot where you can get socks and that kind of stuff, but it's all – it's yeah, you're right. It's all food.
Yeah, so, yeah, but I know Holly Hill. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I used to live there for about – I don't know. I used to be down there on, what was it, International Speedway, and that big old bridge that goes over to the beach.
Oh, yeah, the bridge. That's what I call it. Yeah.
The bridge. I used to work at Daytona's International Speedway.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so I used to work down there. I got to see all the drivers and stuff. It was really fun. And,
cool.
Yeah, so on that token, I'll be right back in 2 minutes, so... Go ahead, Nicole. You can go ahead and start and get the questions and that kind of stuff. I'll be right back. All right?
No problem.
Okay.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Michelle. Well, thank you so much for calling in. So I'm sure there's probably a question that you have. So I just asked, when it comes to questions, I need as little information as possible to answer it for you. All I really need to know is the question and if there's another person involved, just their name. Okay. My question is about my career.
Okay.
And I'm working for two departments in a university.
Okay. Okay. And your question about that is, will you be moving, or which department will you ultimately end up at or transfer to? Is that the question?
Yeah, I kind of want to know. I think there's some shifty things going on in my department. I'd like to know about that, and I'd like to know about moving to a different department.
And if you can move to a different department. Okay. Give me one moment. I'm just going to tune in. And if you hear me pausing for a second, it's just me tuning in.
No problem.
Well, the answer to that is yes, you are going to move. Now, the question I have for you, sorry, one moment. You are going to move. Now, the question I have for you, though, it relates to the particular job you're doing. You said you work at a university specifically?
Right.
Okay, I have a question about the department itself. And the reason why is because I was hearing something about, give me one moment, and I'm not sure what this relates to, but I was hearing something about history or something of that nature. So I'm going to need you to fill me in a little bit. What specifically is the department you're in right now? What are you in right now?
I work with immigration and foreigners.
Okay, because what I heard was something along the lines of history. Okay, one moment. You are definitely going to move. There is going to be a definite shift. Have you thought about moving outside of that university in general and actually moving to another company?
Not recently, but I've thought more of starting my own company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the reason why I ask is because sort of what I heard was about almost transitioning out of that altogether, if that makes sense. Now, in terms of a time frame, let me see. Yes, I think that going out into this might own would be in your benefit. Staying where you are now is fine. I do feel, though, you are going to move. I don't think
apartment.
I feel like ultimately you're going to be possibly moving out of that company. And I'm feeling like maybe 1 to 2 years. 1 to 2 years.
Okay.
So it doesn't feel like an immediate shift, is what I'm trying to say. It does feel like there's restructuring. It doesn't feel like an immediate shift, but I do want to say that the shift is occurring. It's actually in your benefit. In the long term, it's actually going to be, there's going to be more rewards for you because of this shift, and it's going to be more financially lucrative, to believe it or not, branching out and moving out on your own a bit. Donnie, did you want to jump in? Was there something you were sensing? She was asking about the restructuring of her job and where exactly she would be moving to. And my sense with where she was working now is that I was sensing something about her moving out into business on her own, actually, and being with the company for a while, but actually moving from that department out on, into her own. And I was just wondering what you sensed about that.
Mm-hmm.
And because I saw a time frame about a year, 1 to 2 years, for all of this that I'm discussing to take place. It doesn't feel like it would happen overnight. But
no.
I was wondering your vibe.
It's one of those things. I feel like there's a lot of restructuring with her with herself too as well.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot going on with me.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like in some ways I wouldn't sit here and say that. I feel like with the timing that she's come up with, I feel like it's. I would definitely agree with it, but I also feel like it could also change with what you're going through. There are some things that you really need to take a look at that you're getting there, and you know about them, but you haven't really looked at them right in the eyes yet. If you know what I mean by that.
Yeah, I haven't been direct with it yet.
Yeah, because you still have a lot of things. I guess you would say issues about the ideal of working for yourself. And to me, that comes off as having confidence in oneself that I could actually do it. Could I actually make a living at doing this, that, and the other, you know? And I just feel like you need to really come to a point and really focus on that and look it right in the eyes and say, yes, I can. And I feel like once you do that, then the timing changes. Because I keep getting a year to 6 months, but it could also be the other way around, 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it all comes, I think when all the dust settles and you actually are in the position that Nicole's talking about, you'll probably be around 2 years.
Okay.
Now the idea of moving too, you want to move?
No, I work for one department and I want to move to another one.
Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate goal is to actually start my own business.
Yeah, because that's what I get. Like I would say where you're at, I see one move and then it says out. So that's definitely the way it would go. Move to another department. I keep getting another department, another position. And then from there.
That's correct, yeah.
Right, and then from there you'd be going out on your own.
Okay.
I think you might have some hesitations on some of this too, because I feel like you might actually have some things in your business already in the works, but you'll still be hanging on to the job just a little bit for security. I'm just stressing that the more you get to the point of letting it all go, the more success you're going to see with yourself and your business. I had a hard time with that when I worked in the shop when I was in Colorado. It was very hard to sit there and let go of the job. And even it was kind of funny too, because I was doing readings for people and saying, your success is you, not your job or what you do. It's all about you. And here I was still hanging on to a job because of that security and that foundation. And then what got me out of it was I saw my last paycheck from that hotel, and I was like, I made $276. And I just realized the day before I made $200 in one day. That was for two.
Yeah.
So I said, oops, it's time to go. And I felt like, and something just came over me and says, if you cut that loose, you'll be making that in addition to what you already started making. I just had to let it go because my energy was being pulled in two different directions. I never thought about that part of it. So once I combined and started realizing and started focusing on myself, and in the process of doing these things too, I always stress this to people. When you put yourself in a business, don't let it run you. You run it, because it's supposed to give you more time for yourself. And that's what I was doing with myself, because people looked at me like I was wrong. Because what I did was, when I got my shop, and I had my shop, and I owned half of that shop, I was going hiking every morning. I set my own time. I would come in at 6 o'clock. Instead of coming in, like, my partner would come in at 9 in the mornings, and she, you know, basically she wanted me to come in, too. I'm like, what's the point? I said, you know, this is my business and that kind of stuff, and this is what I think I should do, because I work better in the evenings. And so I did. And then I started hiking. I started doing things, and I had more times for myself. I would meditate for 2 hours and do my little thing and just work on a lot of stuff. Not just – the meditation brought things out of me where I could actually – I could walk up and my magnet – I had such a magnetic pull that I always focused on bringing things to me. That's how I focus. I always focus all the time. Everything I need, what comes to me. And people go, well, you still got to do the work. I said, I was. That's still classified as the work, too. Focusing, meditating, and visualizing that everything was coming to me, like everything was sticking to me like a magnet. That really does work, because I had not just my needs, but if I needed some answers or if I had some questions about stuff, people
right.
would walk. See, I was on the right. See, one thing I did to do the work was I went to work every day. And I knew when I was in that shop, it got to the point where I was in a sense of anticipation, because I never knew what was going to happen. But I was looking forward to it, because so many good things happen by being in the right place at the right time. And I worked in the right place at the right time. So I would be sitting there going, okay, I wonder what this – I felt like I had a horseshoe. If somebody gave me – it was a continuous horseshoe. And the person said, well, you'll always have continuous luck, because it'll never run out because it's continuous. But I always thought – I wonder if that thing really means something. I wonder if it's really something you can actually use on a horse or whatever. And 2 days later, somebody walked in and gave me the answer. That's what I'm talking about. Not just tracking my wants and needs, but also other little personal needs of needing to know answers or directions, or maybe I wanted to throw from my table. Those things had a tendency to walk through that door. But you have to put yourself in a position of letting down the resistance just for anything to happen. I mean, in one of my journals, there's actually a prayer called Strange and Wonderful Things. And basically what it is, it's a meditation that you do to open up just for that to happen.
Hmm.
And the last time I did that, I actually attracted $2,500.
Wow.
Because I opened myself up for the impossible. Which, what I mean by that is, everybody thinks that you have to have a job to get money. I was opening my mind up to get money in all different avenues that I was entitled to. And things would happen where people walk in, I go, that's $25 for that reading. And they go, no, it's not. And then hand me
$40.
Or give something away for free, and someone will come back in after that one, pay for theirs, and then pay for that one too as well. So it was always welcome. Well, compensator, or the one I liked was, I was trying to get ahead on my rent. So I was like, okay, God, we need to focus on at least $2,000. Or no, we need to focus on $1,200. Well, in 2 weeks, I made $2,000.
Wow, great.
And that's what I'm saying to you. Those possibilities that happen to me, they can happen to you. But you got to open your mind up for it to happen and believe them as strong as you can. And I just sit there and tell people all the time, any kind of affirmation you can do to override the ones that you got in your head, it says, I always tell people, some people say, money comes easily and frequently to me. And they go, no, it don't. I said, okay, work with me here. Okay, we're trying to change that attitude. So, yes, it does. So, you know, that's what I'm saying to you. And I was trying to find this thing in here because it's a really good one. Or, you know, I'm confident and worthwhile. But also at the same time, say people, some people have a tough time when people don't listen to them. It's just the idea of looking at the situation and what kind of affirmation would you use for that. And people like listening to me. I have tons of worth of information to give to everyone. And I am a person with lots of knowledge, and just try to put the thing in there. I actually had one in here too. I was trying to find that one just to get that one affirmation where it's just basically saying, my favorite one is, I have all the money I need for my personal needs and the needs of my family. Here, you like this? You like this one? I'm tired of getting by. I want the total freedom of lavish abundance.
Yeah, that's me.
You like that one?
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
So try that one. But, it's called Angels, Appearances, and Other Strange Events, where it's open to your mind. I'll read it to you real quick. But
okay.
what I recommend for you to do is, There's a book called Angel Power by a guy named John Randolph Price. You can get it on Amazon. I've already seen it. I've already bought it.
Okay.
But it basically goes off where it says, I am willing to accept unexpected, unusual, and astonishing happenings in my life. For I'm not fearful of that which comes from God by the way of angels. There is but one presence in this universe, and I am one with that presence. There is but one power, and that power is good, loving, and benevolent. Knowing this, I step out in the faith, ready to experience that which has been hidden to the minds closed to the extraordinary. I now open myself to the incredible wonders of life, to new adventures that contribute to the greater understanding of the mysteries of the cosmos. I seek to believe the impossible, to witness strange and wonderful events, to behold phenomena that elude reasonable explanation. I am prepared to hear the inner voices of angels, to see the visible demonstrations of their hidden hands, to accept their sudden appearances before me in physical form. Angels, I choose to see, hear, feel, and know the multiple realities of other dimensions. Standing in God's love and light, I am ready. Let the experience begin. Thank you very much. I wish we had a commercial. It'd be a great one to go to commercial, wouldn't it? We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was really good. That
so you
really
sit there
good.
And look. So I'm just saying, I tell people, read these books. But, you know, you can also, as I do with this show, I experiment with a lot of things back and forth. And I tell everybody to do the same thing when you read these affirmations and stuff and formulate it where it works for you.
All right. Can I ask one other question that's related to this? Is that possible?
I'm trying to think about how she put that. I'm saying yes, but we just want to mess with you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. the two jobs that I work at the university, the one where I'm more full-time, I've been wanting to leave for a while. Yeah. But I'm also getting the sense now that they're trying to push me out, and I want to know if I'm going to leave when I want to leave, but I want to know if I'm correct with that feeling.
Yes, they are trying to push you out of there, but see, you still have the upper hand on this whole thing by leaving when you want to, but not putting it in the category where it's the latter, but the sooner.
Okay.
Because so, I feel like the sooner you do it, the more you're going to throw them off guard. Because when I was working at the hotel, somebody came in and said, and I said, I'm done. I didn't go to work no more. At that moment, I decided that was it. I didn't go back. Now, when I went to go pick my check up, and they're like, you could at least give us a 2-week notice. I said, why? I said, a 2-week notice is for you to find someone to replace me, and I have to work 2 more weeks in a place I don't want to be in the first place.
Yeah, you're wasting your time.
And I said,
right?
This is your business. I'm not responsible for that. And I said, I'm allergic. I started getting allergic to bleach. What I did was I worked in a hotel and I cleaned rooms. And I was very good at it. I mean, the girls that worked there used to inspect my rooms all the time. They used to sit there and tell me, I love inspecting your rooms. Because I know as soon as I walk that door, everything's done like it's supposed to.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, so I'm just saying. So, you know, I tell people all the time, sometimes in situations of leaving jobs, they're just choices. You know, not because you're good or you're not good enough or that kind of stuff, or even relationships. Sometimes relationships, people just go two different ways. Not because they don't like each other. They're just destined for other things. And then it's the idea of coming to the point in your life of realizing that and unconditionally loving somebody and say, okay, since I'm destined for something else, so are you. I let you go so you can have yours, and I'll see you later. And then you move on. And when people are starting to push on you, think about that. People are pushing on you. So it tells you that you're standing still. So the universe is saying, you got to make a move here. So we can sit there and predict that we see all this stuff happening. But like I said before, the timing could also change by you making a decision sooner to do exactly what you want to do.
Right. I mean, I want to start the business soon, but I want to get more experience in the second department. So mm-hmm. I'm only part-time there right now, so I'm hoping that they're going to offer me a full-time job. And you guys were talking about a move before I go out on my own. But, you know, can you give me some kind of time frame on between now and then the full-time job at the other place, with the other department?
My angels go, are you serious?
I've been at job number
like...
one so long.
So what
I'm
we're saying,
so tired.
Oh, I understand what you're saying, but it's like the thing I heard most was just go with the flow. Where do you feel like you should go, what you should do? And you will be in the right place at the right time when you need to be. But the ideal timing And I saw my cards before. They say divine timing is basically up to you. Watch the sign, what's going. The spiritual understanding or the spiritual growth happens with the idea of falling with the flow in a spontaneous way. Also realizing that miracles are things that defy reality. And if you're thinking too much, if you're being too realistic about it, you're kind of canceling out the energy for miracles to happen.
Yeah, I'm trying not to be very anxious about it. I'm just getting really frustrated every day.
Yeah, and the other thing that came to me too was yet the experience that you're looking for cannot be acquired unless you're actually on your own.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what?
No. I get that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I heard some people out there going, what? It's okay.
No, it makes sense for me, though.
Mm-hmm. Because when I got in that shop, every day was like an experience on something to do something in a different way. But I also knew for a fact that I'd already had two other businesses before that, and a lot of other jobs I've been into where, for some reason, I was always gravitated to positions of authority, not because I wanted them. It's just because I knew how to act in certain situations. So they all came together, and then when I finally did get on my own and I got in that situation, I knew how to handle it. But I needed the opportunity to prove it to myself, too, as well. And that's what you're looking for.
I am. Wow. Well, that was really great. I really appreciate your insight and your time. And thank you, too, Nicole. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, you guys have a great night. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night, too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Also, I also want to tell everybody out there, too, that I have a show right after this one. And I actually, when I was scheduling the show, I forgot one was 3 hours and one was 2 hours. Because last night, I did the same thing last night, but the first show was only for 2 hours. And then the second one was for 2 hours. But at least I had an hour break time. And I was just like, I'm not going to change it. I'm just going to go with the flow and the whole thing. I just want to tell everybody that's in the queue that if we don't get to you, I can't stay up to the show. But I do have a show after this one, I mean right after this one. So it's the same show except it has a different title. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. Okay, so join us for that. And if you're in the queue, when this show is over, just jump back in the other one, and I'll get those readings for you. I promise. I swear. But I'm just saying with the situation, I have no problem staying after shows to answer questions for people, but today I have a show right after this one, so just, basically, I don't know how that works either. I'm just saying, just go jump in the queue, and I'll get to you.
And then for me, I have to go as well.
No problem. I'm sorry.
I have to skedaddle, but I want to thank you, Donnie, for having me on the show tonight, and thank everyone in the chat room. And I hope you have a great show after this one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you being here too, as well. And like I said, if it's one of those sporadic things that you can be on a show, but you don't know when you're going to be there, just pop in when you can. We love having you here. Okay. Even if it's only for 10 minutes, okay?
All right. Thanks, Donnie. Okay. Have a good night, everyone.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And let's go on to our next caller. Let's see. Area code 805. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
Hi. My name is John.
John, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm getting better. That's all I can say right now. It's one of those things where you're going to freak out. And, a lot of things have happened today that I guess you'd say it's the first time I had to deal with things, so maybe I didn't handle them the right way, but I definitely will learn next time how to deal with it. So John, you've called before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I remember the last time I called. I think my energy was, like, all scattered and, but, I mean, now I'm calm and, ready to get a reading from you and stuff.
No problem, John. Do you have any certain kind of questions?
I guess what I asked you before about relationships, you mentioned two different females, one that was like recent and non-recent, and then you mentioned of a new a new love relationship coming in the near future for me. I thought about, you know, and kind of identified whom you were speaking of and all that.
Uh-huh.
And I guess my question, you know, is about that, I guess, as far as the new relationship that's coming in.
Did I happen to mention to you when that will be coming in?
You said at the end of 2 months.
Okay, because I'm getting I'm getting a little draw on June as well. So, I'm realistic, that's about 2 months, I think. Depends on how we look at the situation, if we want to go back, but I want to go from the point where we're doing the reading now.
Yeah, so, no, I understand.
Yeah, your energy was scattered the first time, and right now it seems
yeah,
like
yeah.
You need to do some work. You still need to do some work, but I will say that you have improved, so just keep doing what you're doing and keep doing those meditations and stuff. I feel like that's going to really make a big difference.
Yeah, like, I mean, when it comes to all that, I mean, you know, as far as spirituality and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I try to learn as much as I can. I don't practice as much as I feel I should, but I'm hoping to get there one day.
Well, I'm just saying, it's what you got to do. Just keep progressing and keep going forward and, you know, get to that point. Because, I mean, I told a friend of mine before, I said, yeah, I'm pretty fast and pretty quick, and I really jump in the readings and stuff like that, start picking things up. But if you would have seen me 10 years ago, it might be different. And, I mean, when I was working in my shop in Colorado, people used to say the same thing, too. You know, go right into the reading units we're doing. I like doing readings in person, too. Unlike some people don't.
I also purchased a private reading with you earlier, but I called you and you gave me a time, and
I remember you now. You paid for a reading, didn't you?
Yeah, and we're in different time zones, but you just told me a time, and I called you in my time zone, and but I thought about it, and I was like, oh, he's in a different time zone.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
no problem, John.
I did, you know, pay for a private reading, but I was going to like email you about it, or you know, but
mm-hmm.
I'm here getting a reading from you right now, so kind of equals out, right?
Well, okay.
Well, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I listen to your show, you know, as often as I can, and I mean, you know, you do all these free readings and stuff. I mean, to me, my way of, you know, donating for your show or something.
Right. Yeah.
Well, but if we could, you know, schedule that private reading for another time, I mean, you know.
No. That's okay. I wrote down your number and stuff, and I'll give you a call. And then,
okay.
Go from there, because right now I'm using Skype and having people leave messages through my website until I get my phone squared away.
Yeah, I heard that on your show, so that's why I didn't really like, you know, email you like right away about it, because then.
Okay. Well, thank you, John.
Yeah. Well, I heard you say it on your show, so you know, but
mm-hmm.
You know, here I am talking to you right now, so.
I'm just saying, the one thing I got the most with your situation is you need to stop thinking about the other girls and just wipe that whole slate clean and just leave it open for interpretation as you go through. What I mean by interpretation is, yeah, you know, I always see situations like this where you start seeing signs that something's coming in, which means not, because sometimes people have a tendency to look at the signs and they focus too much on that instead of just spontaneously following through and let themselves get to where they got to be at, which if you stay right now, you know, sometimes things don't change until you decide to move forward again. But I do feel like, the first part of June, between the first part of June and about June 15th is what I keep getting of meeting somebody and that kind of stuff. And I feel like you definitely need to still work on the breathing exercises and breathing. I keep getting the most and very important thing to you, of all the things I've picked up on, is breathing is one of them. It can change a whole lot of things with your health and everything.
Mm. When you say you stop focusing on the other girl, which one is the other? No.
The answer it came to me was it says stop focusing on any girl.
Okay. I thought you said other girl. Okay.
And leave yourself open for what's going to happen in June, because it seems like anything else that comes in before then is just keeping you from where you should be at.
Okay.
There's a lot of things you need. The reason I was focusing on the breathing and the techniques and spirituality, and just because there's a lot of healing that still needs to be done, you need to honor your feelings. You're very sensitive.
Okay.
You have some sensitive allergies, too.
Allergies? Me?
You're sensitive. It's like almost like either sensitive to season changes. Like there's around, like between spring and summer, you have a tendency to have almost like sneezing attacks.
I did get like really sick over like January. It was really
mm-hmm.
bad.
Mm-hmm.
I did have some sneezing attacks though too, like a week or two ago.
Well, actually, we see a lot of things with weather changes. Sometimes the body thinks it's since it's getting warmer, it's springtime. So your body starts changing.
Yeah.
So you start, it's like sneezing is a way of the body getting rid of some other things too as well. So that's what I was saying. So it's like about the nature of things is you need to focus on the healing part, because it's almost like a lot of people too who need to heal a lot have a tendency to sneeze a lot. It's just a sign for the body that's trying to let go of things.
Yeah. Okay, for healing, I would think I, you know, could use some help when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
I know of things like, you know, I should be doing, but I, you know, find it hard to actually get myself to do those things, you know, like meditating and the breathing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say, the one thing I would do is take at least 15 minutes. If you only have 5 minutes of just doing simply that, breathing in through your nose and breathing out of your mouth, and just do that. If that's something, because a lot of people have
either like
time
in the morning
meditation.
Or the end of the night, right?
Also focus on communicating with Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael can actually help you let go and cut a lot of cords, which I call them attachments.
Yeah, I mean there are a lot of
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to let go. I mean, letting go of these things.
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be am I going to have a problem with this? I mean, because I've been, like, thinking about, you know, trying to, do some healing and stuff.
Well, the one thing they say about the most is, you know, the nature of the thing is being playful. You know, enjoying what's going on. You know, because I've got playfulness, meditation, and Archangel Michael. And that's the idea of communicating and cutting cords. Well, I mean, like, cutting cords is every time you get emotionally attached to somebody, it's almost like an invisible cord has been strapped between you and that thing or that person, whoever it is. Those are emotional attachments. Archangel Michael, I always tell people use Archangel Michael because you can use the visualization of him using his sword to cut attachments that you're still attached to in the past. And then being playful about the whole thing means enjoy what's going on, you know, when you're meditating and that kind of stuff. When I say playfulness, it's like sitting down enjoying what's going on. So I tell people when we're doing meditations and stuff, or you're just simply breathing, to pay attention to how you feel. Because in the process of improving on your breathing, improve on affirmations or whatever you're doing, as you're saying them and as you're doing this thing, pay attention to how you feel. Because if you're not getting anything out of it, and you don't feel any kind of vibrations going on, then nothing's really happening. So it's basically pointing into a different direction of different kind of meditations and that kind of stuff. Which I was going to say was I could schedule something up with you this week, and we could actually go over a lot of those things more in detail.
I could use your help on things like this.
Because when I sit here and look at the situation of your reading the first time for you, there was a lot of things that came up about new love and that kind of stuff, and I feel like nothing's changed on that. It's just the idea, like you said, of getting some more insights on how to take those steps into the process of healing, which will actually correct a lot of things in your life by just doing that. So, I mean, let me call you probably about Tuesday. And you're okay. And where are you at?
I'm in California.
Okay, California. I could call you on Tuesday about, I don't know, 2 o'clock my time. Okay.
So that's 11 here?
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock your time.
Okay.
I lost my pen. Okay.
You said Tuesday?
Tuesday the 15th. I will call you at 2 o'clock my time. That's p.m., which is actually 11 o'clock your time.
Okay.
So okay?
Okay. Okay, I'll make note of that. And
I will write it down, too.
What else? When you said something about signs, you said something about like when I see signs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Can you elaborate to me about that? I mean, because then signs or things that I see that, you know, or it's weird, but it makes sense, kind of. Or I mean, you know, I'm not too sure of what it means, but I notice it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is okay. Let me tell you about a dream. I mean, can you do a little dream interpretation for me right now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Tell me your dream.
Yeah.
I just want to tell everybody in the chat room. I just want to tell everybody in the queue and the chat that if we don't, like, if you're still in the queue when the show ends, I have a show right after this show. We have an extension. We have another 2 hours we're going to do from midnight to 2. So if you're still in the queue, just wait and jump in that other show and come in the queue, and I'll still answer every one of your questions. So I usually stay over the shows after the shows are over with and answer questions. But today, I have a show right after this one. It starts at midnight, and this show's over at midnight. So I'm just saying, if you're still there, if you're in the chat room or you've been on before and you got knocked off or something like that, just come to my – there's a show. Psychic Journeyman's doing another show right after this one. So just jump in there, and we will answer every one of your questions, bring all your friends, that kind of stuff, because we're going to have an open forum for everybody, because it's called Free Readings, but it's also called the Roundtable. Roundtable Midnight, which we're going to sit there, and we usually have a bunch of psychics come in and people and that kind of stuff. We all talk about everything. We do readings in between discussions and venting and whatever. So join us for that show. It's right after this show. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. So join us for that one. That's from 12 to 2. And then join us tomorrow for Saturday, which will be another day, which we come on at 9 o'clock, which will be Free Angel Reading Saturday. And then we're doing another show tomorrow night, I think. Yes, we're also doing another show tomorrow night, too, called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. And then on Sunday afternoon, we're doing, it's called the Free Angel Reading Roundtable Brunch, which will be at noon on Sunday. So join us on those, and if you have something you want to bring to the table, you want to vent about or just talk about, maybe you think lawyers make too much money, bring it to the table and let's talk about it. Okay, what was I going to say? And I want to say thank you to everybody who's been here on the show today. Thank you for all the callers. Thank you for all the people who have been listening out there. And I hope you all have a great night. And the reason I'm thanking everybody now so we can go right into the answering everybody's questions and stuff so we can get on to the next show. And then we'll meet you over there. So I do believe this every time I say this. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And thank you all for being here. And join us in about 9 minutes for the next show, which is from 12 to 2. So join us right after this one. So if I don't get to you guys, just come over there and we'll do the readings over there. So go ahead, John, tell me your story.
Okay. So I have 9 minutes, I guess.
Yes. And like I said, John, you can also join us on the other show, too, because it starts right after this one.
Okay. Well, let me see if I could, you know, squeeze this in before your show ends right here.
No problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, about my dream. Okay, yeah, last year in September or October, I was just dreaming any normal dream that I would dream and stuff. But then out of out of nowhere, some mystery lady or mystery girl that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, do not know, or didn't
mm-hmm.
recognize, you know, just
right.
Appeared out of nowhere, you know, and
mm-hmm.
like started kissing me as if, like, you know, like I was, yeah, just start, you know, started kissing me like, you know, missed me or something, you know. And
oh, yeah.
I woke up and I'm like, who is that? I was like, you know, just wondering about it and stuff. So, you know, then I, you know, I get up, I get something to eat, I watch a little TV. I end up falling asleep again. And, you know, as I'm dreaming, again, the same person comes out of nowhere and, you know, does the same thing, you know, what she did earlier. And, you know, I wake up and I'm like, who is that? It just happened, you know, it's like, you know, it happened twice in one day. So I'm like wondering, you know, who that was, because, you know, I did not recognize the person, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, you know, I, you know, found that strange because I, you know, usually don't recall all my dreams, but, you know, I, for some reason I, you know, recalled that one twice in one day.
Right.
You know, now it comes this year. Now this year, I, in my job and stuff, like, they usually have new people that get hired in the beginning of the year and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I noticed somebody, you know, and, you know, I guess she noticed me and stuff, and, you know, didn't really think about it at the time, but then that's when I got, or I called you for a reading the first time, and you mentioned of new love relationship coming in. I don't know, I think that's when it, like, kind of hit me, like, okay, well, you know, the person that, you know, I would assume that you were referring to, you know, she kind of resembled the person that came in my dream, you know, last year, as far as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm just wondering, is am I right about that, or, you know, what is the meaning of that? I mean, that's
yeah.
I don't know, like that. So I'm right that the person that I assume, you know, I mean, it that resemble, you know, it's her.
Mhm. Yeah, I got this card. I got a card here that talks about support. And it's actually, it's like, when I see a support card and people talk about dreams and that kind of stuff, it's like communication.
That's
the support around you, you know, your guides, your angels, and that kind of stuff are helping you and supporting you and giving you these messages. And they also want you to pay attention to your dreams more, too. Taking those next steps to do that. Well, I tell people all the time, either get you one of those little tape recorders from Walmart or get a pad and pencil and put it by your bed. And before you put your feet on the floor, try to recall your dream or try to think about something at that moment before you get out of bed. You can think about it. But the more you start doing that, the more you start recalling dreams and the more details you keep picking up. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I do try to pay attention to my dreams when I do remember them. I do have, like, a voice recording thing. So, I mean, I could start doing that, like, when I wake up.
I would. Yeah, I've been doing it myself.
That's probably what I'm going to start doing.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know, as far as all that, I mean, okay, this person that, you know, that did appear in my dream and now is, you know, physically
mm-hmm.
In my life, I mean, is that she must be like a soulmate, or, I mean, she couldn't be a twin flame soulmate, is, you know, or not, right? I mean, as far as the knowledge of what I picked up on, you know, twin flames,
mm-hmm.
they, you know, tend to communicate with each other in, you know, dreams before, like, physical union and stuff. I mean,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I heard and stuff, but
yeah. you
also,
do have
as far as I know,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know, I mean, well, I don't feel like I'm at the state of, like consciousness to, I mean, you know, but, I mean, you know, she couldn't be my twin flame, right? Or
what, this next girl coming up?
Huh?
What, this next girl coming in at June?
Yeah,
that's what I was talking about before. There's definitely a strong connection there, and I do feel like there is communication going on before you meet her, so I feel like the dreams are pointing you in the right direction. So that's why I was saying before about getting the support card, but your guides and angels keep telling you to let go of everything else in favor of this other relationship. But it's also the ideal things, the past, issues. Just do the work. Like we're talking about, the spiritual work is getting rid of those things and healing, which means healing is usually a lot of things we keep hanging on to. They keep rubbing us away, making us feel certain ways. Once you let them go, you don't feel that way anymore. And that's what they're trying to do, is clear all the clutter out before you meet this next girl, so you can meet
her. That's what I'm like planning or wanting to do. I mean, I work with her. I can feel the attraction.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, it's.
I'm going to sit there and say something real quickly, okay, guys?
Okay. Yeah.
We're getting down to 2 minutes, and I'm about to really scoot off so I can actually jump on the other show. But everybody in the queue, if you would please come to me on the next show, I will get to you guys, and I will take my time with each and every one of you. So if you can do that, John, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. How long is your show, the show you're having after this?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I'll let you get to that show, and I'll call you back probably on the second hour, or how would I know it? How long of a queue would I be on, you know?
What's that? I'm sorry.
I mean, I didn't know how long, you know, like right now, when I called you right now, I didn't know the, you know, like how long of the, you know, queue, I mean, where I was at.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, pop into the other show when you can. We'll be on for two hours. All right. And I'm also telling everybody else who's in the queue, area code 917, and I think there's another Skype call or private call. Please join me on my second show, which is airing right after this one at midnight. So I have to go and get this other show going. So please join me on that show, and I'll definitely get to both of you guys, and you guys can ask as many questions as you want. All righty? You there?
Yeah.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Yeah. Okay. So Monday was it, or Tuesday?
Tuesday at 2 o'clock. 11 o'clock
okay.
Your time. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All righty.
Donnie.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.